What's poppin', people? It's the Wednesday show. Drew and Mike with Mark and Brandon and Zooves.
Yeah.
In the deals in the D.com studios.
Fully new disinfected deals in the D.com studios.
We've been doing a good job on that.
There's a changeover in shows today and massive scrubbing going on down here.
And pre-scrubbing for the soul of Detroit.
Exactly, yep.
As there was before, No BS News, which is having a good week, by the way. I don't even know what this show's about. I just know it's getting a lot of downloads.
Oh.
So good for Charlie and company. As I think this has got to be a great time for podcasting.
Yeah, as long as advertisers hang around. And we have some that hang around, so that's good.
Yeah, we do. I noticed I've gotten a few notes from people who've had to stop donating because they're just frightened.
I get it.
I don't blame them.
I get it.
But maybe some people who
are pick up the slack a little bit.
Exactly. Nice. I think we're going to survive, though. Grogreen's been stocking their giant 35,000 square foot store to the rafters to ensure your grow keeps the lights on during this pandemic. You can shop the entire store online at grogreenmi.com or call and build your order with one of their amazing sales reps. Once your order is placed, it'll be picked, packed, and shipped within 24 hours, or you can call and schedule a curbside pickup and stay in your car the entire time. They're open until told otherwise, so get stocked up now, as no one knows if stores will be forced to close tomorrow. Call our guys at Grogreen at 810-299-2900. Grogreen's the only company I know of that's increased its advertising because, well, there's a gap to fill. And
it's growing season, too, man.
Yeah.
Start planting everything.
If people are hanging out at home, you might as well try your green thumb out.
Amen. Shop online at growgreenmi.com or visit the store on M36 in Whitmore Lake. And thanks to Grogreen for picking up some slack here.
Huge.
Was I bummed to see the Rolling Stones canceled.
They did? It's official?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, wow.
Oh, wait.
Well,
is it postponed or canceled? I think it's postponed.
Yeah, but I mean, that was June 10th?
Yeah, so, June 8th.
No, they're coming too close to Rage. Brandon.
Yeah. And they're already pushing out all these events that are happening way in the future, but...
Kentucky Derby is now going to be held when? In September?
What? Did they reschedule already?
Yeah. Yeah, they
really?
Get it. Yeah.
Well, that I could care less. I won't
even
notice.
No, I know. But it's a big
part. I'm sure Maz will be disturbed.
So wait, what about the other two for the Triple Crown? I guess they're just going to have to run them in three straight days. That'd be great. So,
yeah, why don't they just do back to
Saturday,
back to back?
Sunday. Yeah, why not?
If the jockeys are tired, let them get off the horses and run without them.
Baseball players can play a series straight in 3 days. Just let the horses run.
Yeah, there's going to be some...
What I love about that is people are like, well, we can't do that to the horses. They are so important. It's like, oh, really?
Well, they love the horses.
Treated so well.
Nothing more important than the horses and their health. Just like the Ford workers.
Oh, I know.
I'm reading that thing today about how, these big three workers are saying, hey, your plants are shut down. All these large groups are no longer... for whatever it is, they're splitting them up and sending them home, and yet we're still here on the assembly line. And I have to admit, I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, they're really putting the big three in an interesting position. They can't say no now, because what if there's an outbreak?
Well, they canceled Europe.
Now they're liable.
They shut down Europe.
Oh, I know, Volkswagen. So, and you mean Ford in Europe? Yeah.
Yeah. So how can they justify doing it here? Oh, well, Europe's farther behind. Well, I thought the idea was to get ahead.
Yeah.
The workers did release this statement here.
We going on strike. We going on strike. For real.
Real?
We going on strike. For real. Till they get this shit right.
That reminds me, did you guys get the coronavirus song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, somebody emailed it to me. That'd
be number one on the chart.
It's the same artist, G-Mac Cash.
Yeah, we might as well get that out there, the number one song in the country, right this minute. The coronavirus song.
Bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Ooh, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus.
It's catchy.
Except he's rhyming coronavirus with coronavirus.
Yeah.
Every time.
I think there could put a little more time into that, but he...
you gotta turn on
content. Catching the wave.
Yeah.
Got to give him credit for that.
I saw the video, too, and they were not socially distancing each other in the video. Did you notice that? They were very close in the video.
I didn't give it any thought, but I did notice.
He so has coronavirus, doesn't he?
And there was actual news today, which was kind of exciting to have some news and sports news on top of it.
Wow, huge news.
Tom Brady is not coming back to the Patriots. And, you know, I have to admit, I'm kind of curious. Why is it that he would not just work out another year or two with the Patriots?
Well, especially when the Patriots came out and said, hey, we're ready to make it work any which way. Because it's more to their advantage. They don't have a quarterback now.
Well, I just would think he would
want to move
be
on.
With Bill Belichick or would want to be with Bill Belichick.
But you know those two always haven't gotten along, so maybe he just, you know.
Is that really true? They hate each other?
Not that they hate each other, but they always. I think they're both very headstrong.
And, well, they're both very good at what they do.
And he gave up a lot of salary a few years ago, and now he can cash in one last time. Not that
he needs
that
it.
That family needs it.
His wife is barely making any money or so.
She makes more money than him.
That's good. I just think that ultimately he wants to do what LeBron did. He wants to open
LA.
Up. He wants to, he's already announced he's opening up his production company.
Explain to me, why would Tom Brady Productions just take Hollywood by storm? I don't understand why athletes believe that.
Because athletes believe they can do anything.
TB12.
But there's so many other people
Antonio Bryant
in that business who would be, I would think.
No. You and I know that, but they don't know that.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, Howard Hughes wanted to make movies. His father was an oil man, and
true.
He spent a lot of money, and eventually he got pretty good at making movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so where's Tom Brady going? I see Colin Cowherd says the Bucks.
Yeah.
Well, that's the word, Tampa or L.A., Chargers. Just doesn't seem like the Chargers make more sense.
Well, I mean, if he's going to do his production company in L.A., absolutely.
I don't want to hear about his production company anymore on this show. That is it. No more talk about his production company or LeBron's.
Let me ask you this question. Could someone run a production company out of Miami?
I don't know why not.
Is it easier to run a production company out of Miami or, say, I don't know, a place like Buffalo?
Probably Miami.
Buffalo,
who knows? I don't know anything about it. I know as much about it as Tom Brady, which is nothing.
Exactly.
I just can't picture him in another uniform. It's just weird.
I know it's going to look like when, because I was trying to, you probably know more than I do, but OJ, when he went to the 49ers, that picture always looks weird to me.
It is weird. It was weird.
Even Montana
with the Chiefs.
Yeah, that was really weird.
He was in a playoff game, though, wasn't he? Did he take
Yes,
him to a
he did. He played very well. The Chiefs were not that good then, and he lifted them up, and they were almost a Super Bowl team.
Oh, I saw another one.
Almost a.
Where'd Namath go? Didn't he go somewhere?
Went to the Rams.
Yeah, Namath as a Ram looks weird.
He started a few games, and he ended up losing the job to Pat Hayden.
But he didn't care.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Yeah, he wanted to make out with somebody.
Yeah!
He was tired.
I want to kiss you.
He was at the end of the line.
It's always just weird, though, when you see it.
It is weird. You know what else is really weird? God, this is a great topic, actually. Bobby Orr in a Blackhawks uniform. Which happened.
I didn't even know he was with them.
I know a lot of people probably don't your age. He was the greatest defenseman in the history of hockey, probably to this day. And he played, I think, 10 seasons with the Bruins. And his knee, he had multiple surgeries. And of course, they weren't good at it then. And they said, he can't play anymore. And I think he even said he couldn't play anymore. And then he decided, I want to try to play again. And the Blackhawks signed him to an insane deal. And his first year, he played, I want to say 10 games.
Yeah.
And he actually played pretty well, but he just could not keep the knee healthy. The second year, he played 10 or 15 games, too.
I just thought of another one. Michael Jordan is a wizard.
Yeah.
I know.
Hakeem Olajuwon is a Raptor.
Did that really
happen? I didn't even know he was with the Raptors.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
And don't you remember Barkley went to the Rockets with...
I remember that.
Who else? Somebody
else. Is there a picture of Hakeem as a... Yeah. Oh, Ewing is Orlando Magic.
What?
Weird.
Wait, I don't even remember that.
Look at that. That picture looks photoshopped, doesn't it? Because Hakeem is a Raptors guarding him.
Willie Mays in the New York Mets.
Yeah, that was weird. Although he played in New York at the beginning of his career. The cool thing about Willie Mays was New York, of course, fell madly in love with Willie Mays. They moved to San Francisco, which was really strange at the time, but then he became forever associated with San Francisco. Not a good home run hitting park at all. He still hit 660 in his career. He gets traded to the Mets, and I think he was 40 or 39. I mean, he played a long time. And his first game in New York, he had a home run, and that was
wow.
That was pretty damn cool. And he played in the World Series too.
See, when they
in 73, although I think he made a really bad play defensively, if I remember correctly.
You suck, Mace.
People were like, "Get him off the field! Get him out of the game!
Get that old man out of here!
He's destroying himself!"
Ray Bourque, you know, he was with Boston forever,
oh, yeah.
And he ended his career with Colorado because. You know, he got him a cup.
But still, when they go to the playoffs, you tend to remember that a little more, don't you?
What about Emmitt Smith and the Cardinals?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Somebody pointed out that how weird I looked in a 105.1 shirt. Thank you. Thanks for bringing
that's
me in.
That's true.
This. And then Dave says, is Tom in today or is this a sports podcast now?
This is a blessing for sports radio.
It's news. It's, yeah,
it's a blessing for everybody.
We have some actual yeah. news.
Yeah.
And
leave it to Tom Brady to save us all.
I'm excited about the Hall Financial Hotline today because I think we have another newsworthy call to make, and I think it is newsworthy. If you're paying anywhere near 4%, I don't care what you're paying, you should call Hall Financial about a refi anyway because interest rates are crazy. Things are changing rapidly as we desperately try to keep this economy humming. And one thing's for sure, refinancing on your home is a great idea right now if you can do it. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or go to our website. Click the link, fill out the online form. They get back to you very quickly. Call 248-308-5000. And if you have time, it's an even better time to do it. So try Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. And they sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline.
Jerry Rice is a Raider.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
It's a really, really good one.
I feel like there's more baseball ones. And most of them don't end well.
No, those are the fun ones when they're there for a year and they suck, like Namath.
No, it's
or OJ
because you can forget it.
Yeah,
like if George Brett had played one more year with someone else, I feel like that would stain his career in some way. I just loved him that he played with the Royals the whole time. Ernie Banks was always a Cub. Oh, yeah. Ron Santo played one year with the White Sox. Horrible year.
Really?
Yeah. He was a third baseman. He played second base, DH, first base, and occasionally third base because they had a third baseman. It was really good.
Huh. I remember
he hit 220.
When I was a kid, I always hated when Gibby went to the Dodgers. That and I was like, what the heck can happen?
Oh, he was MVP though.
No, I know. It's totally. I mean, I think of him as much of a Dodger as I always do a Tiger now. But I just remember as a kid going, I didn't know they could do that.
I just when you think about it, how did the Tigers let Gibby?
I don't know.
What the hell? And. He's from here, too. Played football at Michigan State, played baseball there, first-round draft pick. I mean, it was just such a beautiful story, and yet, they just didn't want to pay him.
Yeah.
And when he came back, though, what the cool thing was when he came back and he played so well. He was here for the strike shortened year in 94.
God, I don't remember that at all.
He was. Isn't that what you see? There's another one.
Oh,
and he had 23 home runs when baseball stopped August 11th, I believe. Now, 23 home runs and 73 ribbies or 75 ribbies, that's like a 30-homer, 100-RBI season. That could have been the best year statistically he had, and he was clutch.
I just loved baseball when I was a kid.
And then the next year, the Tigers were really struggling, and he retired, I think, at midseason.
I don't remember.
I know. Isn't this weird to think about?
Bizarre. I like to remember the good moments.
Well, his comeback here was the first year. I mean, it was just too bad. It was such a crappy time. Baseball went on strike and that they had a lousy team. But he played his ass off in 94. He had a great year. Honestly, I think OPS-wise, I believe it was one of his best years. Pretty cool.
Cody said Ben Wallace when he was with the Bulls.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. Yeah. I completely forgot
that.
Did he finish that contract?
I don't think. Oh, boy. I don't
I feel like
so.
He didn't.
It's still not as weird as Jordan as a wizard.
I know. That was crazy. It just didn't look right seeing him on the floor. He was still good.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing.
Gatorade. Is it in you?
They were playing the last game of the season, which they had to win to make the playoffs, which seems so weird. And they needed someone else to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan was diving for loose balls. I think he had 42 points in a game. And I was just so blown away. And then, of course, the other team won, and they didn't make the playoffs, if I remember correctly.
You'll remember this one, Larry Zonka, when he played for the Memphis.
And then the Giants, the Southman.
Yeah. Yeah.
He and Kick and Warfield.
Yeah, and the cover of SI, right?
Yeah.
Weren't they all three of them?
Who's that dude?
Yep. And Zonka and Kick were on there when Kick flipped the bird. Ooh!
Gatorade.
It's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Right. Gatorade.
Stupid.
There's got to be more. I'm just racking my brain. I can't think of any.
Well, that's a lot. Who do we have for the Hall of Fame online today?
Well, because of the Tom Brady news, why not Spike King?
Ooh. I think it's a good call.
Hope he's okay.
I really do. He's going to be hurting. I wonder if he'll turn on Brady. Is that possible?
No way. No way. But not only that, my heart's with him. They also lost Gronk this year, too.
Oh, and they lost. The Lions signed a Patriot, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wait, why did the Lions sign a lineman from the Eagles for $10 million a year for 5 years who started 4 games the last 2 years? What the fuck?
I think he's going to be better than Wagner was. I don't know. I don't scout people.
$10 million a year?
I have no idea. I don't scout
people. He's not a starter.
Well, he's not a regular starter. He'd start some games.
And then I know you were, he started 4 games year before last, but he didn't start any. Baron, didn't you say he didn't start any games in 2019?
He was primarily used as a backup in 2019, and over the last 2 years, 4 starts. It just seems to me like that's a ton of coin. But then again, hey, it's not my money.
Do you have other offers?
I don't know. And Graham Glasgow signed for 44 for 4 years. So they could have signed Graham Glasgow for the same amount
instead
of money.
Of him, yeah. That's weird. Yeah, that one pisses me off.
It's weird. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins getting traded, that's crazy.
That was a strange trade.
Stephon Diggs to the Bills, that's big.
Man, the Bills are loaded.
So there's plenty of sports. Here I am worried about 24-hour sports coverage and being at a lack of content, and they have all the stuff in the world to talk about.
When in doubt, the NFL will always save you.
Well,
Tony Dorsett finished with the Broncos?
Oh, yes, he did. Was it 1 year or 2 years?
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, well, I guess it doesn't seem right.
It's a big one we forget is it's Peyton Manning with the Broncos. But
he won a Super Bowl.
But he won. Yeah, he was successful there.
That's strange. Chances are you've heard our friend Jim Bentley is now slinging Superfly rides at Zot Ford and Holly. You might have also heard that we've got some great deals going on there with new or pre-loved cars.
Hey, there's a huge rumor the big three, at least Ford, are going to do some type of interesting deals like they did post 9/11.
Oh,
i.e.
I love rumors.
As in discounting?
I.e. 0% financing.
Oh,
type
sweet.
You know, anything to get cars moving, especially when people take a hit to their
wallet.
That's
a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
That's a very strong rumor from someone I talked to today.
Good things can come out of these things eventually. You know, we all pull together and we get it right.
I mean, they did.
The guy.
Did 84 months at 0%. I mean, that's a hell of a bargain back then.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Bentley's there, and of course the team at Zot is there, as they've done so well for us over the years. And Zot Ford is kicking off their Spring Zero Cash Due event to help entice you to get fresh new wheels and score a delicious. Well, you can't score a delicious dinner anymore, but you can lease the new 2020 loaded Ford Fusion as low as 120 or 192 with zero cash due, or lease the all new 2020 Ford Edge. SEL all-wheel drive as low as 222 with zero cash due. Or how about the Ford F-150 2020 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as 252, and that's down $20. And you guessed it, zero.
Yeah.
Zero cash due because March, no, not because of that. Zero cash due, period.
And they will will do, obviously, delivery of cars right now because people don't want to go out. I talked to Gabara today, and he said, not only that, but if you need service, they'll come pick it up, service it, bring it back.
That's pretty sweet.
So they're bending over backwards right now for safety.
I got that big old Expedition in my driveway.
How do you like
delivered.
It?
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
You could sleep in there if you wanted to. There's a lot of room.
Yeah.
when your house becomes infected from all these people.
I know. And Elric, he always has a lot of people. What is it?
I know
we
he
have
does.
To limit him.
He's got a piece of
garbage.
He calls in sponsors. He's got guests. He's got a lot of people in the show.
I know. It was
there's
a long
one show.
Show
a week, and there's like 6 people here.
He's cramming in 4 shows into one show a week.
2020 and 2020 without glasses and contacts. That's because of Dr. Yeldo, who is still doing his thing. Yes, the most successful eye surgeon in the Midwest, Dr. Yeldo, over 30,000 served. With either LASIK or the multifocal implants and people seeing 20/20 or better and maybe taking care of 2 problems in one or maybe finding out at your consult that, nope, you're at the age where your eyes are still changing, so let's think about this in a couple of years. So anyway, all you got to do is make the call. and have the consult and then decide for yourself. Maybe you end up getting new glasses, new frames, new sunglasses, and new contacts at Dr. Yaldo. That's they do all that stuff. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Awesome.
All right, should we dial up Spike King?
Let's do it.
I can't imagine that he's going to be excited when he answers his phone.
It's just okay.
If he answers the phone.
I have a feeling that he's already going to guarantee a Super Bowl victory next year.
He's got the tattoo from 54.
Oh, yeah. We got to figure out what he did with that.
Find a song.
He better answer.
It's not loading.
Tattoo.
Well, I was looking because I know I thought Matt had one, but I guess he doesn't.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Did you say he's not answering the phone?
No, I'm calling right now.
Oh, okay. I'm really weird. It feels like, is Brady trying to prove that he can win it without all the Patriot people?
I'm sure that's part of it. I heard he wants to.
Then
do
why would he come to the Lions? The Lions are the pretend Patriots. Oh, they're two Patriots. They're too much like
uh-oh.
Them. Oh.
What's up, my guys? What's going on?
Spike King!
Holy. It's been over a year since we talked, it feels like.
I know. It has been.
Changed since then.
It hasn't been that long.
I just got to believe this is a really tough day in New England with Tom Brady not coming back.
You know, something, you know, for those that are dedicated at the Drew and Mike show that follow me on Instagram, at the Spike King, they've seen that I have said since the Patriots lost to the Titans, it's time to move on.
Whoa.
First of all, it's been time to move on. Tom Brady owes New England nothing. He's given you everything for the last 20 years. But you look at the cap space that they have and the team that they have set up for the Patriots. Tom Brady's turning 43 years old this upcoming year. What offensive line is going to protect him? What weapons is he going to have around him?
Who's going to throw the ball? Offer him.
I mean, who's going to throw the ball for the Patriots?
Who do they sign?
So my guess is going to be Jameis Winston. I think that he comes up.
He throws the ball to the other team.
Yes, he does. But here's the thing. 5,000 yards, 33 touchdowns last year. Yes, he had 30 picks. I understand that. He can come to New England on a pay cut, take about $11 million, $12 million a year, two-year deal. Pat Mahomes is going to reset the market. He goes to an AFC title game here. And then he ends up getting paid in 2 years. And then the Patriots will develop the next quarterback. They'll get somebody this draft.
The great thing about Jameis Winston is he seems really coachable and willing to learn a new system and will fit really well with Belichick.
I absolutely agree. I think
no, he does. Spike King.
Come on, Spike King.
Oh. He's the most immature quarterback in the league by a mile.
He's crazy.
Something like better than coming up to be with Belichick and McDaniels. Right. And how many times has the Patriots taken a player had a bad rap and they've changed themselves?
Hey, who's the Patriot? Who's the Patriot the Lions signed?
Jesse
Collins.
Or I don't remember.
Jamie Collins.
Yeah. Is he any good? Spike King. Did we sign a winner?
So, Jamie Collins. He had a 1 year deal with the Patriots for less than like $1 million. And Jamie Collins at the beginning of the season was a sack monster for the Patriots. I mean, the whole boogeyman thing that they did kind of set them back a little bit after they started doing that. They weren't as good, but Jamie definitely kind of reinvented himself a little bit this season. I believe he's turned 29, 30 years old. So you got somebody good there. I think the Lions, I know you guys have been scooping up everybody from Patriots land, but it's definitely somebody good to add a piece to your defense.
Doesn't seem to be working so far. I mean, we're 3-12-1 and 6-10 with Matt Patricia, and Quinn is, I mean, really not much better. I think
last year the Lions caught themselves so many times where it was like a one-score game and they ended up losing that game. I mean, definitely like the beginning of the season when you guys end up tying with the Cardinals, that should have been a win. The Packers game, that should have been a win. Like, you guys kind of screwed. I feel like the Lions have a shot to go over 500 this year.
Yeah, they always seem to have a shot to do that. I will see. I mean, I'm not giving up on them. Every year is the same to me. But Spike King, I just can't... It just seems so odd. I can't picture Brady in another jersey, and I can't picture someone else playing quarterback for the Patriots. Where do you think Brady will sign?
It seems like it's going to be the Tampa Bay Bucs, and I mean, it makes the most sense. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, and you know what? Antonio Brown's going to come back in the league, and Antonio Brown's going to sign with Tampa. I mean, it just makes the most sense. Bruce Arians is a good coach, too. So they're going to hand him the keys to the kingdom in Tampa and say, here you go. Take over for 2 years.
But what about this rumor about his production company?
Brady's production company.
Wanting to launch his production company from Los Angeles. That's what I heard.
Yeah, so I thought that he was going to go to Vegas, and that made a ton of sense. But with Vegas signing Marcus Mariota as a backup, I think they're going to stick with Carr. I don't see Brady going to play with the Chargers because the Spanos screw them. They're bad owners, and I really don't think they have a good team around them in L.A. I'd actually be shocked if they went to the Chargers. But it does make sense because of his production thing. It's out in California, and that's where he's from, Cali. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's Tampa. I mean, Tampa's the layup.
Do you know what kind of shows or movies he has in the pipeline with his production company?
No, I don't know anything about that. I mean,
he doesn't either.
Like that.
Did you watch the Facebook show that he did when he kissed his son on the mouth and made out with him?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you stay young. Get the youth like that.
He probably has blood boys.
Let me tell you something real quick. A lot of Patriots fans are upset. All I've known is Tom Brady for the last 20 years. I get it. But I'm a Patriots fan first, and this is eventually going to happen. I'm a Patriots fan first, Tom Brady fan second. It's about the team, and it's all about Bill Belichick. I trust him. I trust him that this team is going to be fine, and they're going to still win the AFC East.
And what about the tattoo, Spike King? You got a tattoo for the Super Bowl, didn't you?
Yeah, it didn't work out, but that's okay. You know what? A lot of people are, oh, well, you're an idiot. Well, guess what? We raised $2,000 for charity by doing it. I got my media exposure, and I keep pushing myself forward. So, listen, I ain't that stupid.
How many Instagram followers do you have now?
I'm up to 32K right now.
32K? Wow, that's man, that's yeah, good. You could sell a little commercial time, can't you?
Yeah, well, what stinks is that with the Patriots losing so early in January, for a month, it's like your account goes inactive because they're not playing, and that's the time to capitalize. So, but it's still going, and you know what? I'm still going to be there, the face of Patriots Nation, and I'll be there in September, yelling and screaming in front of my phone to get everyone hyped up for the game.
Spike King, do you know Greg Hill, the morning guy, Hillman?
Yeah.
I used to work with him at WAF a long time ago. Hey. Have you been on his show at all?
No, I have been on. They have like a code guy named Sitzy, Nick Stevens. So I've been on and I've gotten to talk with them. RIP WAAF. I know that they just shut down about 2 months ago or something like that.
That was sad.
50 years that they've been on or whatever it was.
Hard to believe. Actually, I was on WAAF before you were born, Spike King, I believe. What year were you born?
91. My father actually used to be on WAAF as well, too.
What? What's your dad's?
My father's a meteorologist, so he used to do like all the radio weather and all that, radio feeds. So.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right, Spike King, we're going to look forward to see what's going on, and we will continue. We're going to keep you on as our Patriots correspondent, of course, regardless of Brady.
That time, 2020 has not been a great year so far for Patriots Nation, for most of the world, too, but. We keep trucking along. Better days ahead.
And your Instagram account is flying, man. What's the address? What do we need to know?
Just follow me at the Spike King. At the Spike King for all your Patriots news and stuff.
And excellent.
Don't you have a podcast, too?
Well, I do have a podcast. Actually, we've been pretty successful. Remember, we talked about this last time. And we were just starting out. We're 42 episodes deep. We actually just had Ty Law. Patriots, a Hall of Famer, and Canton Hall of Famer. Right
Former
there. We
Michigan
had
Wolverine.
Episodes ago.
Nice.
And we're gonna have another Patriots pass player coming on this week. So
Are you on iTunes?
iTunes, iTunes and Spotify, Boston Big 3.
What? Boston Big 3?
Boston Big 3.
Oh, Boston's Big 3. Okay, cool, man. Yeah. That sounds great, Spike King. What do you have a show that, do you have an average number of downloads you get?
I forget what we get. I think it's like 150 views a week, and I forget what our subscriber count is. I got someone else to handle the crunch of the numbers for me.
Yeah, you're not focused on content.
Not getting advertisers yet.
Oh, well, we do. I do have an advertiser, but you know what stinks about the whole sports? One of my advertisers, he's 1-in-100, 1-in-100.co, and he's the reason why I get to travel around and do all my stuff. It's a ticket raffle website.
Sweet.
But with no sports going on, and that gets shut down, no money comes in, so... I have about 4 sponsors, actually, with Ty Law. He has a new vodka company. He's working with V1 Vodka, so I get a little something off of that as well.
Nice.
And then a local candy shop down here that sells exotic candy, chips, and sodas called Pete's Pop in Rhode Island. So
I got to check out.
I still got my ads.
I want to check out your show. I bet it's really good. And some of these guys, I got to talk to the Hillman, too, man. Spike King, you ought to be on the radio.
Yeah, Absolutely. I mean, that's the goal for me down the line. I'm still trying to grind and work for it. I mean, obviously, the podcasting, the last time we talked, you kept telling me you got to get on Apple and you got to keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just in training. I'm just waiting to be picked up by somebody. I'm just working. That's it. I'm the hottest free agent in Boston right now.
It could be a bidding war with Barstool pretty soon. All right, Spike King, keep it up, man, and we'll keep following you.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
See ya.
Good work.
Good luck with the podcast.
The Spike King. Great to watch him throw. Thank God for that injury to Drew Bledsoe. I got to hand it to him. 32,000 followers. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Watching
him play is so Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
He ought to be doing it full-time, though. He should be a full-time sports guy. He really should. Although he has so much fun doing what he's doing.
Very entertaining.
We call him Young Tom Brady. Especially when he needs to pick up
a first down. And with 2 minutes left, it's not over at all. Is this Matt? If
Tom he's got like 20 got Tom Brady songs.
Oh, man.
I chose the one that's just titled Tom Brady.
Titty farts. Titty farts. Dog wiener. Dog wiener. Dog wiener. Pubic mound. Pubic mound. Pubic mound. Titty farts. Hut.
Sounds like the first serious Matt Farley song I've ever heard.
Try this one. Maybe this is a better one.
Brady needs a haircut. Brady needs a haircut. Brady needs a haircut.
Damn it.
And a shave. They say that Brady needs a haircut. Brady needs a
haircut. Hey, it's the quarterback. The good-looking fucking piece of shit who sucks.
Huh? It's another song?
Yeah. Oh, this one sounds large.
Come on, R2! Let's do it!
Oh, it's got a long intro for Matt.
Hot, 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 hot.
Tom Brady's back. He tore up his knee.
That's old
what's this from 2007?
Must be. Form, but
take a look and see. Everybody Tom knows Brady's quarterbacks back. Are men.
Oh, he listed this one twice under two different names.
Oh, it could be different words.
No, they're the same.
The same track.
Titled, one's
Tom
titled.
Brady is so much better than Peyton Manning. It's almost not worth discussing, but I'm going to discuss it anyway. Yes, I am.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
There's a spot.
Then, of course, there's always this one.
Brady, Brady, Brady.
Why are the
Brady, 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 Brady.
The name songs are the best, aren't they?
They're really good.
B-R-A-D-Y, Brady.
Plus, we already know,
back in
82,
I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
We already know the rhythm of the song. So,
I had a lot of fun yesterday when Andy Dick came on.
He was great.
He's always interesting. I mean, what crazy. This guy shoots himself in his gallery, and I knew that story. That just happened.
Yeah.
You know, he got the shit beat out of him, though.
Yeah, that was a weird story.
Oh, fuck, Andy, what is... I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I got into a huge story about Cameo today, and normally I wouldn't have read it, but I thought, you know, I'm so tired of watching cable news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I woke up today, and I started out, and I realized that I slept a long time yesterday, and I couldn't stay awake last night. I realized, I'm just depressed. I'm stuck in this...
No, I'm still asleep.
I'm stuck in this cable news zone with all this horrible news. And, you know, you're watching your money disappear on MS or CNBC.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Sad.
If you've got 401ks or you got investments, you know, it just lost about a quarter of my net worth.
They'll be back.
Not a good feeling. Yeah, it will, but still.
But it's not fun right now.
No, it isn't. So.
That's why I dove into Better Call Saul, had a new episode last night. So that was good. That was a good distraction. And HBO's got a new. David Simon show, The Plot Against America, about Charles Lindbergh, who we were just talking about.
You know, I want to see that.
Yeah.
The Plot Against America, is that a series or what is
it? It's a limited, one of those limited series. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindbergh's a fascinating story. The kidnapping alone of his baby. I mean, that was the biggest story of the 1930s, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I've been looking for things to distract me, and I read this long story about Cameo today, which was really pretty interesting because we followed this silly thing. And it is, it's damn fascinating. I mean, they've now sold 500, no, I think it's more like close to a million Cameos.
Really?
Yeah. They were at 560,000, wow. But that was months ago, and they've added all these people, but.
It's going nowhere.
just a lot of the philosophy. And they did also acknowledge in the story, and I looked at a couple other stories, who is making the most money on Cameo. And I thought that was interesting.
Oh, wow.
What a tease.
That's quite a tease, I got to admit.
Their tech is so good, because remember there was another company?
Yes.
That at the same time, but Cameo's is way more easier. It's just easier to use, look better.
Hey, Andy. My good friend Michael tells me you got a birthday.
Paul Sorvino?
You better have a really good birthday.
Really?
I'm going to have to turn my back on you. Don't make a jerk out of me.
Can you get out of character, though?
Don't make a jerk out of me.
Yeah, he's
that's
new.
Right out of Goodfellas.
He's $300. Check out this new one. She's cute, and she is only $150, and she's a unit of measurement.
Hi, Graham. How are you?
Mandy's on there.
Hey, thanks so much for the support and the love.
She looks so sincere too.
She does. She is sincere.
I know this is a weird moment in time, and probably made a little stranger.
Blah 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 blah. But
no, I want to hear what she has to say.
Yeah, play another one.
Well, she did like 10 at the same time.
God, is she cute?
Hey, Caitlin. Ah, thanks for all the support and the love. I'm so glad that you love This Is Us and the new album. And you've been a fan since the Candy Days.
What? New album?
No.
One cares about the new album.
Someday we'll know.
Ugh,
love can move a mountain.
Oh, she's cute.
What the hell?
$150. How about this one? Drew, I think you're going to buy one of these.
We didn't get to the hook yet.
Jeff, Angie, just wants me to send you and your family good luck as we all are entering this weird new world.
Oh, shut up.
Staying home.
Busy Phillips!
Staying home.
Oh, that's who that is?
I'm in it myself right now.
Well, don't tell me she's charging $100 or $200.
She's $150.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Busy Phillips?
Oh, look at her description.
Yeah, her bio is, I'm happy to tell your boomer parents over 20... or 25-year-old sister to take COVID-19 seriously and stay the fuck at home. All money that is made is going to No Kid Hungry and World Central Kitchen.
Okay, hold on a second. Why is she ragging on boomers with COVID-19? All the worst things I see are spring break people.
I don't know. There's a lot of deniers. Boomers. A lot of deniers in the older sector.
I know some of them.
That's what I was going to say. Me too. I'm related to some of them.
I'm not sure the deniers are linked to one age group, though.
No.
I've seen a lot of deniers.
I know what age group they're not in. But yeah, no, you're probably right.
Oh, shut up.
Huh? Oh, not us, man. Take this seriously and shit, yeah, even though you don't give a fuck.
We believe in science since the world turned on us in the early 90s.
Yeah.
There was. Did you read that story I sent you about the villages in Florida and their deniers?
Yeah.
I want to call the one lady.
Well, they've canceled shit down there now.
Well, now I know, but I want to call the one lady. He's like, I'm a hugger and I'm going to hug.
Well.
Really? Okay. I mean, honestly, outside of coronavirus, if you said that, I would think that's weird.
Yeah, I know. You should follow the rules. I don't know why anybody would feel they have to hug people. As far as family members, it seems kind of weird not to hug a family member if you're used to hugging them. But if they're not following any rules, then...
There's a very important coronavirus PSA that just got released.
Yep.
The virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN. Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news and shit. Can't breathe!
Who's the main anchor of the Coronavirus News Network?
Yeah, who is our spokesman?
At least virtually.
Virtually?
Who was anointed a couple days ago.
Cardi B, maybe?
Or maybe Chet Hayes.
Oh, Chet Hayes, yeah.
Personally
Chet
affected
Hayes.
Because it is Tom Hanks syndrome. And
he feels things like no one else seems to feel them. And to be able to talk to the entire humanity the way he does, it's amazing.
My parents got coronavirus.
Yes.
They're not tripping.
So he has given us an update on, he's just on COVID-19 altogether.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, quick update on my folks. They're
it's
out
like
of
a fireside
hospital.
Chat.
They're still self-quarantined, obviously, but they're feeling a lot better. So okay, that's great. A relief. I just want to say, anyone else out there that has loved ones or if you yourself are afflicted with the virus, my prayers go out to you because a lot of people are suffering other than my parents right now. So I just wish everybody a swift and speedy recovery. And I think the most important thing is that we just stay calm because panicking really isn't necessary. And it's just making things more difficult than they need to be. You know what I mean? If
Brandon, he's loving
the
all his comments again.
Hoarded all the water and the toilet paper.
No, I told you, chicks want to bang this guy. You are so cute.
Think more of others.
Why is he wearing a shirt today?
And a jacket.
If we all just be a little less selfish and more selfless, we're going to be completely fine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's morphing into Tom Hanks, isn't he?
This might be the wrong post to comment this on, but when did Chet Hanks become the hottest thing ever? Maybe I've been on
that. I'm just saying it.
How ridiculous.
Glad your parents are well, and damn, you're sexy.
Jesus, so weird.
How long is this post, by the way?
I think it's... We played the whole thing.
Oh, is that it?
Play a little more. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, that was it.
Basically, he doesn't want you people hoarding toilet paper anymore.
Well, good luck.
He wants everyone to calm down. Good luck enforcing it. I mean, because I'm sure he's going to have a tough time getting anything he needs.
Is this his new band?
I have no idea. Did he notify us about it?
Yeah, it's on his...
I remember back in high school, Jenny was there.
This
cold
sucks.
Bottles in a cooler, love in the air.
All right. Chet Hanks, everybody.
An important message from Chester.
The Cardi B music to her rant on coronavirus is a top 100 hit.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not kidding. It is.
Well, which one? The piano one?
I'm not sure.
I don't know what the fuck this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that shit was.
It's probably this one.
It's gotta be the
other one. Shit is real.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I'm begging for Chet Hanks.
I'm begging for G-Mac.
You got coronavirus. Ooh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
What rhymes with the coronavirus?
You say I'm not taking a second trip with this coronavirus?
Yeah. Did you watch the entire video?
I watched quite a bit of it.
It's funny because they start off with, they're like, oh man, this coronavirus is crazy. Everybody's sick. And it's really not the case, but check this out. Here's the beginning of it.
You know that camera rolling?
All right.
See, they're not socially distancing each other. Ooh, he's got it.
Yeah, this coronavirus,
it's
crazy.
It's crazy.
Man, everybody, they've been coming here, they sick all day.
Why are you there?
That's not true.
Uh-oh, she's got it. He's got a mask all of a sudden.
She's coughing into her elbow. He pushed her away, too.
So it's on his hands.
I forgot, this is how the song starts.
And he touches his face.
Powerful.
Move, bitch, you got coronavirus.
He's got a spray.
The video is really good.
I have to admit, I like the line, move, bitch, you've got coronavirus.
I'm at the crib because I'm safe here. I ain't even about to drink me a Corona beer. I'm about to stay at the crib for about a year. And I ain't coming back out until this shit clear.
Hey, he's got 250,000 views already in 2 days.
I like that first verse.
So, Cardi B put on her Instagram the iTunes chart where coronavirus was number 96, and she wrote, the fact that this damn coronavirus song is charting on iTunes, hold on, let me hit the DJ up and Atlantic so I can get my coins, because she doesn't get any money, I guess, from it. And then she posts 2 hours later the same chart, it's now number 11, and she wrote, damn, I posted this iTunes chart 2 hours ago, this damn corona song charting on the hip-hop charts at 96, now it's number 11, 86 on the overall charts. I'm glad you're having fun. Make sure you, and this is a quote, Lysol your pussy before you pop it.
Coronavirus!
Oh, boy.
I don't know why. I'm starting to like her. I'm starting to really.
Oh, she has a very likable side. I'm scared. Cannot deny.
It's ridiculous. And she's
What, guys? I got to take a fart.
Take a fart.
Spread the word. Don't spread the germs, bitch.
Okay.
What's poppin', everybody?
All right. I'll share this Cameo story I read because it was, I don't know. I'm still fascinated by Cameo. And they have a lot of interesting sort of words to live by in the Cameo family. Like one person's D-list is somebody else's favorite celebrity.
What?
And yeah, well, I mean, it's true. Because some of these people,
I guess, yeah.
You know, there are people,
we don't know,
that get tons of cameos. And we don't know them and go, oh my God, why would anybody? But somebody else. And then they had a sort of a, well, it's not really a, it's not really a graph, but he's talking about how if you had an X grid and a Y grid and you were making a graph and you took the people that are the most famous, and then the Y grid would be how much they're willing to make a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And as you move, up the X grid and they're still willing to do the cameo, that's where you're talking about major money if it's priced properly.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be huge money, ridiculous money.
Supply and demand.
And, on the top of the list would be, the LeBron James's. He doesn't want to be on Cameo.
Yeah.
And on the bottom, you have people like Marshawn Lynch, who probably wouldn't. Although, is he on there now?
Well, check. I don't think so.
Perez Hilton, people like that. People who are just, of course they're going to do it. They're delighted to do anything. They probably need the income stream.
Or the YouTube celebrities.
Yeah, those people, many of them are on there. They do really well. But Cameo, when it started, had 20 people. They now employ 125 people. They were an 825-square-foot place. They moved into a 6,000-square-foot office in Chicago's Loop in a nice building.
Wow, that's great. Good for them.
They've gone from 200 celebrities, and that was via recruiting pretty much at the beginning, to 20,000. 20,000.
And that's what I'm saying. 19,000 of those dudes you've never heard of. The remaining 1,500 you probably haven't heard of.
But it doesn't cost them anything to keep that size of that roster, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
They're all
cost
independent
them
contractors for them.
No, but they do have, as you point out, the quality is very good, and they do have, that's sort of what's the word for it? The institution or the, they just have the tech people, to make this all work and to help the people making the cameos too.
They're well branded. I mean, it's a good name. The other company, I can't even remember who the other company was.
Yeah, they were.
The name was terrible.
They were trying to kick in at the same time as Cameo, but they were trying to get the biggest people they possibly could. And Cameo decided, if somebody's got 15,000 followers, mm-hmm. there are people that want them, and they can inform their followers. The point was,
you can afford it too.
Yeah. The point with the three guys that started Cameo, and the one guy who really talks the most is the guy we interviewed, Stephen Galvanis, mm-hmm. is that there are more famous people than there ever have been, and they are more famous than they've been in history. The most famous are more famous,
yeah.
and the less famous but still famous are more famous. They've got these ridiculous followings. So, and we've seen that a million times. But he decided to zero in on some lesser known but still highly motivated and still famous in many ways people who had these small but loyal followings. So they only have three rules: no nudity, although porn stars do push it, no inciting violence,
and Jonah Falcon,
and no hate speech, which they've gotten burned on a couple times because, like Brett Favre did a video, didn't realize he was talking to all these people.
That's great.
But he said that's really the only major hiccup they've had. If he could have any person on Cameo, he would pick David Dobrik.
David Dobrik.
Anybody know who David Dobrik is?
Brad, Joe's nodding his head. And he's nodding his head, yeah.
I didn't know.
What does he do?
He was before last week, but I guess he's a YouTube star. He was on Hot Ones. He's actually kind of interesting.
He's got 16 million followers on YouTube.
I've never even seen this.
What does he do? Is he funny?
He was funny on Hot Ones, but I mean, he didn't seem super interesting. I guess he's just a vlogger.
Hot Ones, where they do an interview while they eat hot wings?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I've never seen that, but
a Slovakian YouTuber.
Pull up his YouTube. Let's see what he does.
16 million.
That's the guy he named?
Jason, get this ball to Josh right there, because Josh and I had a bet that you can't throw because you're old.
I'm not a fucking idiot, dude.
Do it, Jason!
Go, Jason!
Hilarious.
Okay, so
I knew it was going to be stuff like this.
Todd, every time I record him, I always have to record him from the waist up because he's always getting a blowjob.
Dude, what the fuck, man? I don't want you to tell people.
Have any of you guys ever done a lie detector test?
I did, actually, and I failed.
Why would
happen? This guy was like,
great. His answer should have been O.J. Simpson.
I'm surprised he's not on there. Really?
I mean,
is there anything stopping him?
Yeah, probably Cameo.
16.
They're not going to want Juice on there.
So, anyway. Oh, not Tom Cruise is on there doing very well.
He is?
He is.
Really?
Yeah, he's on Cameo.
Oh, wow.
And then he mentioned that as people have started making pretty serious money on Cameo, some bigger names are starting to jump in, like Snoop Dogg, who was charging $420. Sarah Jessica Parker, Lindsay Lohan, Cedric the Entertainer. There's a country music guy named Jerry Owen. I don't know who he is, but he's apparently pretty big in country. And he wanted to just do them for the fans. But when he was charging $25, he was so overrun with requests, he's gone up to $50, $75, $100, really? $125, and he found that $150 is the place where he can still do them all. But
that's his price point?
Yeah, that's his price point.
Huh.
And Bo Jackson came on at $300. He's gone up to $400. He was getting too many requests. And I wouldn't think Bo Jackson would be that popular, but they know. Cameo generally knows the price point. I don't know how they know or what their how they do it, but
they have enough data now from other celebs.
They said though that they don't really push it with people because it turns into a lot of ego involved in your price, and so they would rather have them figure it out. You know when they say, "Hey, I've only done two cameos," and they go, "Well, I want to just bring the price down a little bit, and you'll get some more." And you know, gradually people let go of the ego.
Does it mention Brian Austin Green and his reluctance to do them?
He was not mentioned, although I saw him in the news today. He was on the street somewhere. The talent team, they feel like they know, and sometimes if people ask, they're happy to tell them. And then the cameos themselves, 80% of them are birthdays or gifts to other people, anniversaries, that sort of thing.
Yep.
But people have used Cameo to come out of the closet for proposals.
Come out of the closet?
Yeah. To their parents?
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering who they used to come out of the closet.
Probably somebody gay like Lance Bass or... New York Times columnist Ben Smith recently used Giants linebacker Leonard Marshall to do a cameo to try to convince his dad to take precautions against coronavirus. I guess he loved Leonard Marshall.
Yeah.
And then encourage sobriety, dump people, battle illness, you know, all kinds of reasons people are using Cameo. And then
stuff you don't want to deal with.
No.
Stuff the individual people
it's
don't want to deal
with. It's a good call. And then they have this kind of annoyed me, but they have tiered pricing now. Which
they should have businesses start firing their employees on Cameo.
Imagine God, that'd be funny. I know, have some big star doing something. Yeah. Well, at least they got fired by Tom Brady.
That's cool. You're all fired. You're all furloughed.
Debbie Gibson charges more to play piano and sing your Cameo.
Have you seen that new trend, by the way, with coronavirus, these celebs that are doing private concerts on the Instagram Live.
What?
The first one was Chris Martin did one yesterday.
They do free concerts?
Yeah, everybody's
just
doing them.
It's
now.
Just him sitting at the piano.
Well, that's pretty nice.
It's
really?
Actually kind of cool, except the Chris Martin one, he had like four songs because he spent most of the time reading the comments from people and trying to respond to them.
Oh my God. How could you ever read?
Just entertain the people.
Any level of comments.
John Legend did one today.
Oh, boring.
The Dropkick Murphys did their, I think, a whole set for St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
So thank God for technology right now. What else with Cameo?
Ernie Hudson, who was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He will put on his Winston Zeddemore suit from Ghostbusters.
I'm buying one.
For additional money.
Oh, never mind.
The Soup Nazi from Seinfeld charges $60. He charges $200 to put on his Chef White's. I know. I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
And then they run through the most expensive Cameo people.
Caitlin.
Caitlin's the most expensive at $2,500. They did say that since Snoop Dogg has joined, he's made more money than anyone.
Really?
During the period that he's joined, yes.
What's he charge?
$420.
Not anymore.
Of course.
Yeah, I guess he's brought it down, right?
No, he cranked it up to $750.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's temporarily unavailable.
Oh, my God. There's a Vine star named Evan Breen. Vine isn't even around, is it?
No.
Anyway, he charges $25. He's got a ton of subscribers.
Yeah, we know that. Dude.
Isn't he the dude from here? Isn't he from Royal Oak?
I think so.
Yeah, he was one of the early people on there.
Yeah.
Gilbert Gottfried makes about $100,000 a month.
What?
Yes. He said he has been number one for the most part.
Wow. Good job, Gilbert.
He does about 10 a day at. Oh, no, Ice-T, I'm sorry. Ice-T does 10 a day at $300. He's close to the top.
Man.
And Gilbert, they say, is a bargain at $150 because he does a lot of them. every day.
Hi, Jim. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and Angela asked me to relay this message. She's leaving you. She's leaving you, Jim, and she knows it's a terrible time because it's your birthday and everything. Oh, but happy birthday. But she says she can't put up with your lousy fucking Gilbert Gottfried imitation. She thinks it sucks. But don't worry about it. She'll just have some movie men come. They're packing up. You won't even... you could go out and get drunk. But I'm very happy you liked 100 Ways to Die in the West. And to celebrate your birthday, you should eat all the licorice you want. And
with those giant glasses?
I don't know. The angle's terrible for him.
He also, did he shave his head or just cut it real short?
No, it's just the angle and the lighting.
Oh, my God, it's weird. I thought he'd shaved his head.
At least he's putting forth an effort. That was funny.
No, they said he was being very much Gilbert Gottfried.
Does it mention Andy in the story?
It did. It said he's one of the more popular people, too, at $99. Norm MacDonald at $175. Tommy Chong at $105. And then some of the ones that I just thought were ridiculous is Pauly Shore, $150?
Ugh, I'm sure he puts a good effort into
it. I see $250 for Pauly Shore.
Oh, God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Let's hear one.
Ever since I heard the Who Are These Podcasts?
Yo, what's up, baby Jesse? It's Pauly Shore. Hunkered in, just like probably you guys and all your little baby bridesmaids. We're going to have to push the wedding back, but we're still going to get married. We got some stuff that's happening a little bit in the world right now. What's up, ladies? It's Pauly Shore. I know you guys. That doesn't look like Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore got the curly hair, got the whole thing. This guy looks like a homeless guy that just raided a Starbucks creamer section or something. Anyways, what's up, girls? It's Pauly Shore.
She's a goofy.
Why does he keep saying that?
To you to let you milfs know, you
is
sexy milfs know.
Is he doing retakes and
kind of
all
wondered.
Got on the same one?
Yeah. And she wants you, sweet babes, Kara, Rachel, Brittany, and Kristen to be the bridesmaids. So you guys are going to get silly, sauced out, and wacky bros.
I'm going to say it.
He's one of those guys who's... He's always working. He's always got something going. I just saw a documentary by him. It wasn't bad, too. But $250 for a game? Anyway. Nice. Black China, $250.
Really?
$250.
I didn't even know she was on.
Does
there.
Anyone pay her to do a fucking cameo? You got to be kidding.
She's currently temporarily unavailable. She only has two that are public, meaning...
I bet you they're under 30 seconds.
Let's see. She's...
Very little effort, I'm going to
I cannot believe.
Oh, my God.
They're even worse than I thought.
Wow.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, Erica, what's up? It's Chai Chai here, and I want to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. And also, Megan misses you so much. 2019, you're going to kill it.
2019.
That's it.
I'm just saying.
10 seconds.
Anyone pay this dope? Why would someone pay? I don't understand. I don't understand who she is, I guess.
Let's see if she'd put a little bit more effort into it.
Hey, Ebony, what's up? It's Chai Chai here, and I want to thank you for always supporting me. And guess what? 2019, you're going to kill
it. Supporting me? What does that
always
mean?
Always stay prayed up and stay
blessed
her. Up. Chai loves you.
11 seconds.
Because they paid her.
And she essentially said the same thing. You know, you're going to kill it in 2019, which
I'm just saying.
Oh my
was
God.
Last year. That's the only two on there that she's featured.
Doesn't it really show which people have talent and which ones don't?
Yes,
because
it does.
She filled in most of that time by saying, really, 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 or just drawing the words out.
They said Michael Rapaport does really well and does very good cameos.
I could see him doing really well.
Chris Kattan, he charges $100. Chris Kattan charges $70. Where's Chris Kattan been, by the way?
He was just at the screening
for
Corey Feldman.
That's right. I know. I swear, when I saw that, I was like, wow, I didn't realize Roseanne Arquette was so down in the dumps. Chris Kattan?
Was Kattan working there, or was he actually...
I felt like he had to be going as a joke.
By
it
way,
had to be a joke.
I have a separated at birth. Chris Kattan now looks like Kevin Sorbo.
Hey, Jeremy.
A smaller version.
Here's a resemblance.
Funny story. I was at the gas station today, and someone walked up to me and said, hey, are you Jeremy? They thought I was Jeremy. Isn't that crazy? Actually, that's not a true story. but I just want to let you know.
Whatever.
Okay. Is he still charging 70?
$100.
Oh, so God, a lot of these have changed.
Yeah, I think a lot of the prices went up because of this article.
Jesus. Kevin Federline charged $75 when this came out.
Oh, boy.
Kevin Federline, people buy his?
Well, we did.
I know we did, but
it's way cheaper, though.
You know who else I couldn't believe? Downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, Wubba Wubba Wubba?
Would you think a lot of people would want a downtown Julie Brown?
No, because people don't remember her.
Remember, though, when she also went on Let Me Out, I'm a Celebrity?
Oh, yeah, give me
she was a total fucking bitch.
Uh-huh, she was terrible.
And she looked horrible. She looked like she'd been in jail for 60 days. She looked terrible. She charges $125.
Really? Did she get a lot of them?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Because they didn't mention her in the category of people who are killing it. They just mentioned, you know, some people seem oddly priced.
Are there any good new ones since all these celebrities are stuck at home?
Well,
I know you did Sorvino and Mandy Moore. Were there anybody else we recognize?
Oh, Joey Fatone is on there now for $150.
Oh, Joey Fat One.
Joey Fat One.
Dontrell Willis is on there.
Ken Bone is still on there.
Ken Bone.
Ken Bone, $20.
Bones.
Will he tell us who he's going to vote for yet? The world is still waiting. No.
Well, he was
Ken
on the Yang
Bone
game.
Voted for in 2016.
I did not run down the rest of the highest priced cameos. At $500, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's supposed to be good, replies quickly. Brett Favre, who replies very quickly. Mariano Rivera is there popular? Wesley Snipes, they said, does excellent cameos.
Really?
He charges $500. He doesn't get back as quickly, but they said he'll do stuff in character. And
well, how long? Pretty good.
$500. Well, $540, Brian Urlacher.
One love.
So,
yeah, it's Wesley.
This is a shout out to my man, Andres Pira. My man. Heard about your whole journey, even about being homeless.
Why is he talking so slow?
Successful real estate.
Oh, yeah.
The best one of all time is still Antonio Brown's birthday wish.
It's just 38th birthday.
it just kills me every time.
I don't think he's done one in a really long time.
You know who else is really popular? I forgot about this one. Charlie Sheen at $550.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very
popular.
Even
now? After his...
I don't know. He did deny it. He was out in public the other day. And
oh,
somebody
the
got
film
him.
And stuff, yeah.
Chris Harrison from The Bachelor. $600!
I think he went down.
What? Did he?
Yeah, I think he went down to $350.
Well, think of all the idiots.
It's still ridiculous.
Think of all the idiots that want to use him to propose or ask someone on a date or something.
Oh, my God. Look, he was doing cameos.
Oh, he did a volcano?
Next to the volcano while he was hosting that stupid Willenda event.
Oh, he's a time manager.
Yeah, he does them from the Bachelor set, they said, and often has a rose.
Hey, Cindy, it's Chris Harrison from the Bachelor.
He's got a rose on him, too.
Standing at the Masaya volcano in Nicaragua. Just watch Nick Willenda walk into the history books.
No one cares.
And I'm talking about your history right now. Your husband, David, let me know that you're celebrating a birthday, a big birthday. I hope you have a wonderful, healthy, happy, successful year. A place like this
so
really puts life
quiet
in perspective. And I
really
know you have a beautiful life.
Not for me,
thanks
it doesn't.
Thanks for being part of Bachelor Nation. I know you love everything.
Yeah, being in a volcano puts everything in perspective.
But I'm not a volcano. Oh, Jesus.
Is he the softest human being
he
alive?
He is. Gary Payton charges $625.
Wow. Really? The glove?
They said he's pretty good. He trash talks. Kevin O'Leary charges $9.99 from Shark Tank.
You still do him? What happened?
He's not temporarily unavailable. He is available for $1,200.
Who is Alexis Ohanian?
Never heard of her.
It's a guy. Married to... wait, is it? He's married to Serena Williams, co-founder of Reddit.
Oh, of Reddit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Charges $9.99?
Yeah.
People pay for that?
He's down to $3.99.
He donates all his money, though.
But still, I'd rather just donate it and not have to get the cameo from him.
I like Reddit, but I wouldn't need anything from the creator.
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks, is he still playing football?
No.
He charges $1,000 somehow.
Isn't he from Vatek?
Yes.
We should buy you one from Cam.
$1,000? I don't think so. Affion Crockett, movie star, comedian, dancer. He's in a haunted house.
Is that Sonny Crockett's kid?
No.
What?
No, I have no idea who it
Which
is.
Crockett?
I don't understand. Affion Crockett? Affion, I think?
There it is.
Here he is.
$1,000.
Who the fuck is this?
Actor,
comedian? This is Sonny Crockett's kid.
Is it really?
Hey, man. Shout out to my man, Adam Comer. He said he finna kill y'all this summer. Now, I ain't never heard his shit. But he said he fired. Holla at him.
That's it?
$1,000.
Go away.
All-pro cornerback Josh Norman.
Oh, I love Josh Norman.
He was also in Dancing with the Stars, which apparently put him into another stratosphere, which is so weird to me.
Different audience.
Mai Oni, NBA player?
Who?
Mai Oni, M-Y-M-I-Y-E-O-N-I, $1,000. Meta World Peace, $1,000. Angela Simmons, daughter of Run DMC's Joseph Simmons. Growing up hip-hop. Angela Simmons? I have no idea. Michael Vick charges $1,000. Marion Wayans charges $1,000. And Caitlin Jennings charges $2,500. I don't understand some of those higher-priced ones.
No.
I don't get it. So, yeah, it was...
Wait, that last one. Caitlin Jenner, you mean?
Caitlin Jenner, yeah. What'd I say? Caitlin?
Caitlin Jennings. Jeez.
No. Okay, there's a... we really haven't talked about today's developments. There isn't that much going on.
Oh, I do have a few more athletes in weird uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Unitas as a Charger.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. He had some really good games with the Chargers.
Hank Aaron as a Brewer.
Yeah, that was strange.
Jerry Rice, not as a Raider, but as a Seahawk.
Oh.
Yeah. He stuck around a long time.
Gretzky as a Ranger, which that doesn't...
He was on a lot of teams, wasn't he?
Yeah, but as a Ranger, isn't that when they did the whole national anthem?
Oh, yeah.
They inserted his name in the national anthem, so I guess that's
the Canadian anthem.
Yeah. And then this one is always freaked me out, probably because the uniform's so ugly, too. And I always think, you think of this guy mainly as one team, then another team.
You going to say Steve Garvey with the Padres?
No, that's a good one, too.
That's a weird one.
But I know Garvey is a Padre just from the 84 World Series.
Yeah.
Dodgers. No, Wade Boggs is a Tampa Bay Devil Ray.
Yeah. Although he played with the Yankees, too.
Yeah, but it's partially because of the uniform, the Red Sox uniform, the Yankees uniform, and then that ugly Tampa Bay Rays uniform.
That's why Steve Garvey in a Padres uniform looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's Ram Truck Month. And our friends and studio sponsors at Zach Reiser Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com are kicking off their spring deals with a bang. So here's a few deals to get you springing into action at Zach Reiser Jeep Dodge Ram. Lease a 2020 Ram 1500 four-door, 4x4 at $169 a month. The 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited or the new 2020 Jeep Trailhawk as low as $179 a month. Or if you prefer your trucks more in the larger size, get over $18,000 off brand new 2020 heavy duty Ram truck. Plus, during Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's truck month, when you lease or buy a new vehicle, you get ding and dents removed for free, lost key replacement coverage, and anti theft wheel locks all included. Get all the details and see their massive inventory at dealsinad.com. $18,000, huh? Wow, the heavy duty Ram truck. How about that? And just one more quick word. Hall Financial, that's it. We already hit that. I don't know if we're going to hit the Hall Financial hotline again, but if you're paying anywhere near 4%, you ought to be calling Hall Financial or going to drewandmike.hallfg.com. And, today I got a bunch of emails on this because yesterday we talked a little bit about the airlines and how they need this bailout.
Sure.
Oh, my God, we've got to save the airlines. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. The poor airlines who, after a week of misfortune, it's not their own fault. They just don't have any money left. And I'm going, how could they possibly? They charge us for every little tiny thing.
Yeah.
They got the tiniest seats in the world, so they can squeeze an extra 10 people on every fucking plane, and we can be all over each other's shit, and we can constantly be in viral videos getting mad at each other. Meanwhile, they tell us we're bumped because they overbook planes. They'll sit us on a tarmac for 4 hours. Oh, we're so sorry. They rip us off on anything they can, squeeze us into these seats, do anything for the almighty dollar. They lie to us regularly. It's not our fault. Yeah. And, they don't even think twice about lying to you. It's like a reflex, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when a plane's delayed, do you ever expect to know the truth?
No. Do they ever get in trouble for anything? No.
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 No. And then we hear they pay flight attendants shit money.
Treat them like shit.
And they're just horrible. They're just abominable. But we have to save them. Oh, my God. They're broke. 1 week of, just a few weeks and they're totally broke. And so how could they possibly be broke? Because I've been hearing about how much money they're making. And then...
Well, now we know.
Two or three people sent me this, and you and I were talking about these stock buybacks where the airlines are these high-powered airline executives are selling wads, huge wads of stock to the airline companies who are paying them high prices for stock. And so their cash numbers are ridiculously low.
For the past decade, how much percent of their free cash flow do you think they've used to buy back stocks?
Oh, God, I hate to even know.
Anyone want to throw out a number?
I'll throw out 50.
Brandon, you want to throw out a number?
No.
to buy their own stock.
Buy their own stock back, their cash flow, basically their profit. 96% over the last decade was used to buy back stock.
Oh, and what do you know? We've got a crisis now, so they don't have any money. We've got to bail them out.
What's interesting is that's $45 billion, and now they're asking for $50.
You know, how about we do this? How about we have you assholes who were able to sell your stock to the company, the biggest assholes who sold them, how about you buy the stock back? How about we do that? And we get maybe just $25 billion of it that way.
Yeah, well, it increases. That's how you increase your share price, I guess.
So we're going to make it a little harder for them to. Are they going to have to keep a certain amount of cash on hand?
Well, that's what's funny. They have all this stock now because they bought it back, and the price has plummeted because guess what? No one can fly right now. So sorry, not sorry.
Well, except these executives that would have had the stock, they don't have it anymore, so they don't care anyway.
Well, the stock buyback's the company buying it.
Right.
They're
from the people.
Yeah. Just to raises the price. You know, there's less of it out there.
But aren't they buying most of it back from their own people?
From whoever owns the stock. They're buying the shares. The company is buying the shares, so there's less shares.
Oh, so they advertise this and anyone can sell their stock back?
Any company can do that. That's just a common way. Instead of, you put shares out there.
I've never done that. I've never sold my stock back to a company.
No, you can't. The company puts out shares to buy into the company. That's how they raise money, right?
Right.
Well, when you have money, you buy back, you limit those shares.
Except depending on how much money you have, because you have to be planning for a rainy day, don't you?
That's the problem. And, when the banks in 08, guess what? They had no capital. When everybody wanted their money, they had no capital. So now they're forced to have capital on hand, albeit not as much as some people want it to be. So this is the time now to totally reshape the air industry so they're not a cartel that doesn't fight over routes and make them have some fucking cash on hand instead of they're relying on 90 days. The purchase is 90 days out. That's how they basically pay for everything as opposed to using the profits to do that.
One of the stories that was sent to me was
stock
about
buybacks
was about
go
some,
back to their shareholders.
It was about some large shareholders that worked for airlines themselves, and the minute they could sell them, they sold them back for huge money and inflated price.
That's why the CEOs will do that, because they tend to get paid in a lot of shares, so the buyback does really...
Well, there's not much risk when you can quickly
sell
it.
To them, yeah. So they're making the decision for the company so they can profit personally, which is just horse shit.
Yeah, so why don't we... If we're going to bail them out, can we force them to keep a little more cash on hand for rainy fucking day?
They won't. Unless you force them. But this is a perfect time, too.
They should be forced to do it. They have no... What leverage do they have?
This is the perfect time.
They can fly people?
I know. Well, we need them, though.
Pretty much.
That's the problem. They're so important to the economy, moving people around.
The cocksuckers.
But this is the time, you mentioned this earlier off the air, this is the time now to really push forward that customer bill of rights.
Yeah. The customer bill of rights that we never got?
No.
That it wasn't real?
The EU
that if they kept
it.
You on the tarmac for 2 hours or more, they would pay you, I think it was $1,000. Mm-hmm. You know, every time this happens and people sue, they always end up settling somehow and never acknowledging that they did anything wrong. No. If it's over 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever the time is, just fucking pay everybody on the plane $1,000. So they can go, hey, I don't mind sitting here. At least I'm getting $1,000. And every minute after, I get another $100 or whatever it is.
When GM and Chrysler needed to be bailed out, what were the provisions that the government put on them? Besides paying them back, which it ended up being a great deal for the government.
I don't think the provisions were that... were that intense because employees, the union employees continued to make basically the same amount of money in most cases.
I just meant, did the industry have to change? Did they have to have cash on hand or anything like that?
Well, they got rid of all those brands. They had all those shitty brands they had to shed, which they should have done much sooner. But, you know, you've got this guy running GM and, you know, his buddy runs GM Europe and this shitty brand and that shitty brand. And they got a whole bunch of people they know run these shitty brands and push these shitty cars on people.
What type of shitty person
shitty does that? Oh, that reminded me. That might be the biggest news of all the people that have gotten COVID-19 or coronavirus. Can we just pick one, by the way?
Yeah,
because now you're seeing it on signs when you go into places.
I don't want to put a number on it because then, like, 19, what am I going to get bummed out at Steve Eiserman for being number 19?
I didn't think about that. But just to type out COVID-19/coronavirus, let's just pick one and go with it. I mean, SARS was a cool name.
Coronavirus.
MERS was a cool name.
SARS!
But of all the people to
get. Except Peter Sarsgaard was bummed out because that's his nickname.
Good. But the person who got it today or yesterday and announced it.
Please welcome Jonah Stillman.
Why is that?
What? You got coronavirus. Oh shit! You got coronavirus. That is just so random.
Why is it so? It's so random.
Ridiculously random. And you know why? Because he's fucking traveling around making ridiculous piles of money while companies force their employees to watch this dipshit 20-year-old tell them how to kiss Generation Z's ass when they enter the workplace.
For Gen Z, the real world and the virtual world just completely overlap.
And now he's spreading coronavirus.
The whole concept is so flawed that this person would tell you, you know, this generation is really special. You got to kiss their ass. They want offices. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. No, you're at the bottom of the fucking totem pole. Nobody has anything for you.
Gen Z, born 1995 to 2012. And yet for some reason, no one is paying attention to us.
No, because you're punks. You're young.
There are so many emails.
You haven't made a mark in the world.
And tweets that speculated how he got it. Did you see all the ones?
No, I did not. I want to hear them, though.
Most of them are based on.
35% of Gen Z would rather share socks than an office space.
Because he was sharing socks. I hope you don't die, Jonah, but come on.
He's fine.
Oh, he'll be
he
fine.
He might not even have it. What if he's capitalizing on it?
How dare.
You know what? He's going to give speeches
about it.
Why is the
world telling us that Jonah Stillman has it? Like, that's someone. Oh, my God. Will we be able to go forward without Jonah Stillman? We won't know how to treat Generation Z.
He passed it on to all the Vikings.
Oh, Jesus. Ridiculous.
There are 4 new players in the NBA that have tested positive, all on the Brooklyn Nets. They don't say who it is.
Well, you know, it seems everyone
has it, right?
The more we see, the more famous people get it. It seems to be people who travel a lot, people who are around a lot of people a lot of the time.
Reporters.
And looking at the list of states, because I was thinking, oh, wait, are all the southern states, are they at the bottom of the list? No, they're not. Because at the top of the list, you have New York, California, Massachusetts,
Washington,
New Jersey, Washington, Illinois is up there. Florida's up there. Florida's a very warm place to live.
California.
But Florida has all these people coming and going, including going to New York. A lot of New Yorkers, a lot of Michiganders that go to Florida half the year.
That's why I wondered why it took so long to get here, because there's so many flights to Asia. I mean, the airport's a huge hub.
Yeah, we have Detroit. It's a big city to this day. But if you notice the bottom of the list, can you go through the list, by the way?
Of states?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Colorado's way up there, but they've got Denver.
Colorado had their first death today, and it was an 80-year-old woman who, guess what, participated in a big bridge tournament with 300 other old people there a couple weeks ago.
How many deaths do we have now?
100.
Over 100. Yeah, we've crossed the 100 mark, so that's fun. Brandon, you have breaking news as to one of the Nets and who it is.
Kevin Durant has coronavirus.
KD? Wait, he wasn't even playing, was he?
No.
Is he injured?
He's still traveling.
Yeah.
Travels with him?
Kevin Durant?
Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
Yeah, over 100 deaths, almost 6,000 now confirmed cases. But, Washington, 906. California, 590.
State of Washington.
Yeah, state of Washington.
Now, why is state of Washington? Because they had that old people's home, right? Wasn't that
was a big one.
The starter?
That was a huge one, yeah.
Because that's not a state. They have Seattle. Seattle's a big market. I mean, it's a big.
Well, a lot of Asians there, so maybe travel. I'm just.
Hey, just make sure you don't call it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus.
Well, we're beyond now, but early on, that's what it was called because nobody knew it.
You know, Trump used that term Chinese virus in a tweet. Of course, people went wacko.
Mainly the Chinese got mad at him.
But the Chinese have been blaming it on us. I don't even know who this is because I never heard that until I read about Trump's tweet.
Somebody asked him about that in the Rose Garden. It was somebody from AON, the American One Network, asked him about that. And his answer.
About calling it a foreign virus? Or about calling it the Chinese
China
virus?
Blaming us for it.
Oh, okay.
It.
Yeah.
He seems so confused by the question. Like I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't know because it's ridiculous anyway.
Well, I assumed he knew only because that tweet went out about the Chinese virus. Now, there's also...
Why is that an issue? That tweet?
Who fucking cares? Honestly,
it's not an issue.
Fucking
it's
cares?
Not an issue.
Everybody's been calling it that.
That's not the first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus. This is coming as the Chinese coronavirus.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
Outbreak anxiety. The death toll nearly doubles in China's coronavirus outbreak.
The thing with that, though, that's early on.
Were those national reporters?
Yeah.
Gail King, Don Lemon.
Wait, Gail King, so why isn't she canceled?
I don't know why it's because it was 2 weeks ago.
Does she
and
have
not
a shield?
Today.
I have, yeah, the Snoop shield. I have noticed, by the way, Trump doesn't really ever say coronavirus.
No, he doesn't.
The only time I heard him say it was when he was giving the website out that has the word coronavirus in it.
He just says,
the virus.
Yeah, all the time. It's weird, isn't it?
It's a little strange.
These people are sick.
Does he have trouble saying that word, maybe?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I don't. What motivation does he have not to say the word corona? Is he stocking corona beer?
I noticed two things.
Weird.
Coronavirus!
Two things about him today. Number one, he loves calling on reporters because Mnuchin was doing his press conference and taking questions, and Trump was the one picking the reporters. He loves pointing.
He does.
He just loves pointing. And the other thing, I think he loves meetings. Or at least the imagery of a meeting.
I think he does, too.
Because he's had a lot of meetings this week.
Every time he meets with someone big, he always brings it up. And all the leaders of, such and such in today.
Is he like Costanza carrying around a bunch of papers so he looks busy?
I swear, these press conferences, so I just want them to be over. Because I just feel like, first of all, when Trump says something kind of crazy, like he says, we're doing a, what did he say? We've got this wonderfully covered or something, and people went all ape shit. But yeah. It is not. This thing's spreading all over. And he didn't mean that. He meant the government's got doing the job covered.
Well,
and when he called it a hoax, he was referring to the Democrats. And I knew that because he was at a rally. Or I thought I knew that because he was at a rally.
This is their new hoax.
And the next day, of course, people reporting that he was calling the coronavirus a hoax. And I don't think hoax is a good word choice anyway, but as he was going through the press conference, there's just been something in every one of them where you go, I roll my eyes and I go, I know this is going to lead to something, or people are going to be mad about this, or somebody's going to make something of this.
That's right.
Well, I told
you. Today he was talking for so long, I just felt like, oh, please,
shut up.
Cut.
Yeah.
Nothing terrible's happened. Just stop.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry about that.
It went on and on and on.
It
went well for him.
I'm not going to say fun, but it's interesting to watch those press conferences when the markets open. Because today it bounced around a lot. I mean, the second Mnuchin started talking about what they were going to do, it just went through the roof.
Yeah, giving $1,000 per person.
Yeah,
within two weeks. I was surprised because someone said, what about people making a lot of money? And he said, well, obviously we don't want to give $1,000 to people who don't need it. And I remember back to the Bush money, and I got $600, and I was thinking, why is the government giving me $600? I make good money. I don't need $600. I'd rather they gave it to someone else or they didn't, send the deficit screaming up by giving out $600 to people that don't need it.
So you gave your $600 away?
I did not.
Well,
of course not.
Did you spend it or did you save it? Because you want it in the hands of
I don't know what I did. I have no idea. I didn't keep track of
it. That's the tricky thing, too. You don't want it going to someone necessarily who's paying a bill for things that have already been bought, like a credit card bill. You want it to be back in the economy. You want people
to
spend the money.
I was a youngster then. I was kind of broke, but I'm pretty sure I'd just spend it on beer and maybe some marijuana.
Beer's okay.
Beer would be great.
Partied with it.
I'm trying to win $600.
What year was that?
2007, right? Or 8. Might have been 8 when the election was going on.
How was it then?
I never lose sight of the fact... I think it was before that for some reason.
It's either 07 or 08.
I just never lose sight of the fact that Trump is a New York contractor. He's a giant contractor, one of the biggest contractors in the world. And I know, you know, contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Contractors,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not afraid to bullshit people.
They charge.
You know, his door's on the wrong size. It's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. We'll have it fixed tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I mean, everything is. We're going to spend a couple of days over at this other job and let this paint dry. And it'll be, and then they're gone for 3 weeks, you know, because they're doing another job. I mean, contractors are like that. And I think he is, you know.
I always think of Homer. Contractors. They charge for labor and materials.
Trump can be very hucksterish. Very hucksterish. That's how he got elected. He's a good self-promoter.
He can't not talk, though. That's what drives me nuts.
Well, he, you know, today, for example, and I wanted to pull these because they were so funny. Multiple times he said, the market is going to pop back like nobody's ever seen before. You know,
nobody's ever seen.
Well, this market, it's going to go, it's going to pop back like nobody's ever seen before. And
it
probably will. No, but it's just, you know, he's not shy of superlatives. He loves to point out what he's done, which politicians do, and it just annoys me. Every time he has to say that we closed the door to China, and, you know, that's the most important thing that needed to be done, and it was done.
So regarding the market, that once again, that Rose Garden speech, when it started, the market was already up 4.4% or whatever, and he starts by talking about what a wonderful job they've done so far, and the market went down 1.7% because they're waiting to hear some stuff, so they've, I guess they're figuring, hey, nothing's coming.
The second
he starts talking and bringing up these business owners, you know, Walgreens, Walmart, all these people, the market shot up. And I want to say it was at like 6% when it closed or whatever it closed at on that Friday. And then he starts taking the Q&A and the futures start going down. It's like, what? Just stop talking. Just tell us what you're going to do and then just disappear. It's way better.
Well, today,
too emotional.
It went on and on and on. And he has all these other people there, too. And I think he loves bringing them up.
He loves bringing Pence out.
And Pence
just kisses his ass. It's weird.
Disgusting. I can't stand it. He acts like he's talking to Trump.
He is talking to him.
I love that person.
Everything he points out, you know, like he said today, something about, you know, construction companies like 3M, they're going to donate these masks. And, you know, no one knows these people better than President Trump. And so, you know, he cut this deal and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, we know he's the president.
So
we know
weird.
He gets credit for everything. You don't have to blow him every time you get in front of the mic. I mean, it's like, I feel like he's not talking to me.
He's not talking to you. He's talking directly to him.
It's just, it's weird. It's so ass-kissy, it's weird.
Here he is. I think this is today when he starts talking. Let's see.
Our president directed us to work with the Department of Defense. There's two ways that DOD can be helpful in terms of expanding medical capacity.
Great guy.
I know the governor of New York has asked us to look at the Army Corps of Engineers, which could perhaps renovate existing buildings. But
it was
the president
something
also
special.
Has us inventorying what you all would understand as field hospitals or MASH hospitals that can be deployed very quickly. We spoke with Governor Inslee yesterday in Washington State.
It's really funny. I always point it out to you, Brandon, when the medical people start talking, it honestly looks like Trump's falling asleep because he's bored out of his mind.
Yeah, it can get really boring.
Oh, sure.
They're saying the same things over and over again.
When it's money talk, he is right there.
Oh, yeah, he's pumped.
He's fully
engaged,
which is fine.
There's no question. The economy, the stock market, there's nothing more important to Trump. And honestly, there's not many things more important to me either. So, I mean, he's got me on that one. It's just the other stuff. And today I had this weird conclusion that I was thinking, wow, he reminds me of Harry Carey late in his career. When Harry would make mistakes and he would call Sammy Sosa by another Latin player's name, and you knew that he meant Sammy Sosa, and so you didn't.
Aruba. 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 Yorubo. Aruba.
And when Trump, you know, commits these flubs, usually when he's bragging or he's trying to downplay something, he's trying to save the stock market, I always feel like, oh, God, he didn't say that right. But I know what he meant. He's just trying to, you know, he's just trying to keep the stock market flying.
And in pure Harry Carey fashion, the game's still going on while he's doing all that. Like, the world is still moving on.
Everybody, Harry Carey here.
There's some other things that happened today. You know, Michigan added 11 more cases. Now we're at 65. So that's fun.
That's still not very many.
The census is put on hold. which only makes sense, right?
A couple movie theater chains only makes sense. Shut down. Did you see the girl?
I like that one.
Before we finish with Trump, did you see the girl that got the giant tattoo on her back? Trump is not my fucking president.
Oh, great choice. Great life choice.
I was
hire that lady.
You got to be kidding me. She was fairly young, too. I'm like, why would you? She was kind of. She seemed kind of pretty. Why would you want that tattoo on your back for the rest of your life? Well,
we have 90 extra days now to pay our taxes, so that's fun.
That's cool. They did give you 90. Okay.
Still have to file. You still have to file by April 15th, but you have 90 day without paying any fees or penalties, which is nice.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's another major event was canceled. Finally. The Yankee Stadium church service with Kanye West.
Oh, that was canceled.
Just today.
Slow down.
Today.
Slow. Take canceled. Your time.
And it's in New York City. It's like one of the worst areas.
Good God.
Right now.
By the way, Trump today complimented Cuomo.
He did.
Which he did. Yeah. He said, and he talked about bipartisan cooperation too. It seemed like he's trying, which when Trump tries to get along with Democrats or Cuomo or, you know, anyone who's criticized him in the past, it always seems like, oh, my God, that's so cool that he's trying to cooperate with Cuomo.
But if you want to look at it through the lens of getting elected again, this can only help him now.
Probably so. Because
no one's going to remember the early mistakes made by the federal government. They're just going to remember how are we going to – because now it's affecting everybody's life, right?
Well, I mean,
before it was just noise, but now it's affecting your wallet.
For the most part, I agree with Fauci that, look, we're where we are. Whatever you want to point to in the past, it doesn't do us any good.
Matter.
Can we just go forward and focus on what we have to do? And, you know, plus it is a huge pandemic. And when the Democrats were talking about it in the debate, which I didn't mind at all because it's a great issue, but it just seemed interesting to me that no one said a word about it in any previous debate.
Yeah.
Not one commentator asked about it, and they never said anything about it. And all of a sudden, you know, they're experts on it and, you know, of course, hindsight is 20/20. So, you know, and that's going to happen. And the Republicans will do the same damn thing, too.
You see the fun story about 80% of the virus spreads from people who don't know they're sick? So when people want to know why we have to shut everything down, that's why.
I'm still confused by the math, to tell you the truth. How many deaths in Michigan? Zero.
Okay, are we done with it?
Don't we have one?
Is that it?
I'm just saying the trajectory.
Well, it's been going on. It's been going on for how long has it been going on here? 6 weeks?
In the infamous words of Brandon, vending machines kill more people.
I'm just saying, Mark, that the trajectory, it's hard for me to see your path to 1.5 million U.S. deaths like you believe when we don't have one in this state so far. That's just what I'm saying.
We're just at the tip of it, though.
Okay,
we just started.
I get it. I'm just saying. I thought that if we were going to be panicking this much, we'd already be at like fucking 100,000 deaths. That's what I thought personally.
Well, we're at.
We're trying to.
I mean, we've
that.
Had.
I
we've
understand.
Been,
we have.
We've been talking about coronavirus since early February. Really, yeah. I mean, it was in the news in January.
When did we?
China
do our,
was
our coronavirus cruise episode because that was when I first did it.
Yeah. It's about a month ago, I think.
Well, I remember we were amazed at the Chinese pulling people out of their apartments to quarantine them.
No, it's a once in a lifetime thing. It's something you'll never forget. Your kids will never forget it either.
This is a split.
On how old
it's
they are.
A split, man. The people that are going to remember it, and the kid, you know, the people that won't. It's a. I was trying to. Think
I don't think anybody who's an adult will forget this.
My two daughters, Charlotte, will remember this without a doubt. Annie won't have a clue.
Charlotte,
moron.
Yeah, Madeline doesn't seem to care.
Madeline won't know.
My mother talked about the depression until she died.
My grandma did, too.
Yeah. Incredible. That was such... And, you know, she was really 10, 11 years old when it really hit, and it wasn't over until she was 20, probably.
Right. Here's what I want to know from you, because I was telling Zeus this. There's three major events where things changed in my life. This is the third. Before this was the Great Recession in 08, and then, of course, 9/11. How come nothing happened from 76 to 2001 that changed... Like that monumental of a change.
What was the big gas thing? That was the 70s.
Oh, gas lines. Yeah, you know, interest rates were 16.5%, 17.5% when Carter was president.
Well, I mean, there's
been some crazy things.
Reagan totally restructured the budget.
Give me the peanut, motherfucking farmer.
It hasn't really changed since then. But has there been these big individual events? I know the Challenger explosion, but that didn't change lives.
No.
Was there anything before that I'm missing that you can point to when you were a kid that
Well, the assassinations in the 60s were incredible. I mean, that was really weird. You know, skyjackings in the 70s. There's a lot of things you can point to, but they don't have quite the impact of whammo.
What about,
you know,
Vietnam?
Vietnam was, you know, that's part of the convention 68 and the cops beating the shit out of the other protesters. And
so that's a demarcation line before and
yeah,
after.
It was Vietnam was a big deal. And of course, you know, drugs come into the world suddenly. Yeah. I mean, there's a drug-free world, and all of a sudden when I was probably 12 or 11 years old in the late 60s, early 70s, everyone is smoking pot. People are, you know, people are taking acid. People are doing all kinds of drugs because, you know, it's now a thing. And it's this thing with these rock stars and, you know, mind expansion and all these, you know, there are people that just thought, hey, I've got the secret to life. It's taking acid and expanding my mind.
That is so bizarre to me because I'm a child.
It was bizarre.
I'm a child of Nancy Reagan's Just Say No. So there was this feeling growing up that nobody did drugs in the world except for some people on Wall Street doing cocaine.
And
it didn't change until, you know, Dr. Dre put out The Chronic, really.
I got to say, when I was in high school, when I was probably a junior in high school, there was not, well, most people smoked pot and probably tried something else. But I just remember how people always go, you know, if you're talking about somebody like, you know, Brandon, is he cool? Which meant, you know, does he smoke pot? Yeah. Does he party? And it was just, you know, you would never hear that now. People wouldn't say that about somebody, especially about an adult. But it was just a matter in most cases of, I think most people hadn't tried it yet. Yeah. The ones that hadn't tried it hadn't gotten around to it. And when I was in college, everyone smoked pot. Everyone.
You cool, man? My cow.
Okay.
It's such a great movie.
Slayer's on. But the counterculture, and this morning I was watching John Sebastian singing at Woodstock. He was doing, actually they had a gap, like somebody was having trouble getting to the stage, so they just sent him up there to play Darling Be Home Soon on acoustic guitar. He wasn't even invited. I think he was invited, but he decided not to play, but then he went, so.
The original Sabo?
Yeah, John Sebastian, Love and Spoonful.
Yeah.
I think he's way underrated, by the way.
And talk about all the things we did today. Yeah.
Nice mutton chops.
Look at the clothes and the sideburns and the hair. I mean, that was crazy then. When the Beatles were on TV in 64, the typical parental response was, oh my God, their hair! Yeah, their hair was long.
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
And then everyone had long hair. And it was like, you either had long hair and you smoked pot and you were cool, or you were a square, man.
Needs a haircut.
But it just seems like, you know, you had the Great Depression, then you had World War II, and I feel like there was nothing until
the Kennedy assassination was gigantic, just huge. And King and RFK, and there's a lack of, you know, singular events. I think Reagan was shot in 80. I mean, that was kind of a big deal.
It's funny.
John Lennon's assassination. I mean, this whole business of assassinating people is just.
I was talking to my mom the other day, and
Wallace was shot too in 70.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
To George Wallace, who was a very major bigot governor. He didn't die, and he was governor for years and got the black vote. Mm-hmm. He actually said, I was wrong about
changed
black people.
Him.
I was wrong.
I was talking to my mom the other day about that very thing. Like, you know, I so vividly remember when I was 5 years old, Reagan being shot. Mommy. I think I've told you that, right? Like, I remember Reagan being shot, my mom crying. And then, of course, the happy crying when Diana got married. They were like a month apart,
They were close together.
Probably why I'm so emotionally stunted, because I saw sad crying and happy crying. But I remember those very vividly. And then I told her my other earlier memory is when I was fighting with my brother in my room. And we heard mom come marching up the stairs. We thought we were in trouble. And then she told me that I won tickets to see Sesame Street on ice. And I got to go on the ice. I was like, oh, wow, I just got away with something bad and something good happened. Which really kind of describes my whole life. But I asked her, I'm like, is there anything like that for you? And she mentioned Kennedy.
My earliest was the Gulf War. That was the first news event of my life.
That was a big deal.
Because we had
our first war.
We had a guy in the Elmont Elementary who, I think he was the janitor, and he was leaving to go to war, and so we all got to wish him goodbye.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. I mean, there was a lot of troops, a lot of bodies went over there. We didn't lose that many people.
Not the first one.
Mark, I think you're thinking of the other teacher from Elmont who got in trouble.
What?
We were having a conversation about the other guy who got in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he also a janitor?
The gym teacher.
That's right. Which one's a hero, one isn't.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't say much.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else coronavirus related? Half of the French is ICU patients that have coronavirus under 60.
So yeah, that's
fun.
They were talking about that. That is strange. And that's kind of an outlier, isn't it? I mean, isn't that sort of abnormal?
I just figure they all smoke, so it's all respiratory. Young kids.
Well, did the Chinese have many young people die? Because Chinese, 80% of China smokes.
Most people see it as an over 60 thing because most of them were elderly.
Yeah, they just talked a lot about, you know, all these things they want to do and get this legislation passed and, you know, get maybe $1,000 a person.
Yeah, 250 out
within a couple weeks or 3 weeks.
$250 billion is what they were just talking about, and that math is about, what, $1,000 a person if you cut out the millionaires. And
yeah, no, that would be, I like it.
Hey, Brandon, will you pull up John Legend's Instagram concert to see how much of it we can stand?
Oh, Jesus. I thought the whole Gretchen Whitmer thing was kind of hilarious. She criticized the federal response to coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So Trump immediately tweets, failing Michigan governor must work harder and be much more proactive. We're pushing her to get the job done. I stand with Michigan.
You know what I really think a lot of this is about? I still think, and I've been saying it for a long time, Biden's going to choose her to be his running mate.
Yeah.
And I think he knows that, and so he wants to start attacking him.
Oh, that could be. Except I think he generally attacks anyone who even remotely attacks him, whether
Cuomo.
He's right or wrong.
Yeah.
And so then Trump or Gretchen responded back to that and said, now that I've got your attention, Mr. President, attack tweets don't solve this crisis. Neither does that tweet, by the way.
No, that doesn't solve
tweeting
it.
Tweeting back to attack tweets. But Swift,
people write back to her and say that.
Probably if we looked under the tweet. But Swift, clear guidance, test, personal protective equipment, and resources would. FYI, here's what I've done so far. And she has a list. Ooh!
She believes she's entitled to the office.
Does that really help? I don't think so. But anyway.
She's basically a disaster.
Oh, jeez.
She did say that. Trump said, when they attack me or these incredible people behind me, I'm not going to let them get away with it. And then she did imply that other governors said similar things but didn't get pushback, which I think she trying to say it was sexist.
Oh, or maybe it was politics.
Yeah,
maybe the Republican governors.
Mark, I really think you're on the right track there. I think Whitmer is going to be a front runner for a vice presidential nod.
I think she's a terrible choice. I can't see. She just doesn't seem real enough to me.
Joe Biden's going to go outside of the. I believe Joe Biden's going to win the primary. By the way, how are the primaries doing today? Nobody even fucking cares.
Ohio's off.
A couple are off. Yeah, I'm surprised any of them are going on.
But
why wouldn't he pick Klobe?
Well, he's going to win Minnesota anyway. He needs to win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania.
Well, you know what I've noticed? Ohio, Florida.
Is Whitmer going to win him Michigan?
Vice presidential nominations you don't often see as the front runners in you know the primary prior. What I mean by that is Tim Kaine. He wasn't running. I mean, if he ran for president, I don't remember.
No, Mike Pence.
Mike Pence. Yeah. I don't remember him running for anything. Paul Ryan.
No, you choose someone to fill a hole.
You know what's weird about this?
Sarah Palin?
I'm sure this is sexist and unfair of me. I'm thinking, just don't get another Sarah Palin. And
I think Governor Whitmer is smarter than Sarah Palin.
She's got to be better than Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin,
what was she before she was governor? That's just the mayor of Wasilla?
Wasilla, yeah.
She was a model before that.
I will say this
she's
about...
hot as hell.
I will say this about... Yeah, she put out for Glenn Rice.
She also... I thought she gave a decent speech for, like, her first speech. Remember, people, good. Oh, my God, what a great pick.
It was good.
And then when she was let loose on a few interviews.
Not so good.
Right. She got fired out of a cannon, kind of like when Oprah does one speech at, like, the Grammys, and the next day it's Oprah for president because she had one great speech.
So does this mean in, like, what, 6 years we're going to see Whitmer on The Masked Singer?
6 years? I'd say in about 5 years.
I just don't think she's real enough. I think she's just your generic Isn't she just a generic politician?
I think so, but she has, I think her track record is a little better than Palin because she was head of the
Democrats. Who cares about the Senate? Track record? The track record is bullshit. They all have great track records.
Right. It's all
and
image.
Nobody, the rest of the country is not going to know shit.
It's all image and feeling. So yeah, she's just going to fuck it up.
Yeah, but you know, if winning Michigan's that important, I suppose. I just do you trust a re-president too?
I mean, because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
What, do you think Biden's
going to
die?
Did she fix the damn roads, by the way?
No.
Yeah, hey, they're in process.
Yeah, they're going to end up borrowing the money.
Biden's the big coronavirus winner, isn't he? Isn't Biden the big winner in this coronavirus thing? He doesn't have to campaign. He doesn't have to give any speeches. He can just sit back and just wait for the general election now.
I love how Biden, by the way, takes credit for everything Obama did.
I know.
He goes, during the Obama-Biden presidency, as if anyone calls it that.
No, he should choose Obama to be his vice president.
Can he do that? I would assume
he wants to be
assassinated. Except, no, because then Obama could get another term, and you can't have a third term, right?
He can't
be elected to a third term.
Well, he wouldn't be elected then, right?
That's true.
Oh, here's Boring Legend. He wants to see his stupid kids
dance around. With his brats enjoying it just tells me not to enjoy it. If two-year-olds like it, I don't like it.
My real question is, how far in does Chrissy Teigen take it over? Oh my God, what a boring song. Oh, look at him perform, by the way, in front of all his awards.
I don't think this is the right one.
Oh God.
Let's see. I don't think I'm on the right one.
I gotta grab some coffee, and I think this is the perfect time if you guys are watching John Legend for a minute.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Hey everybody, it's John Legend. I'm about to go live on Instagram.
Let's do it, man.
I'm gonna do a little concert from my house. On my piano, and who knows what'll happen.
Oh my God, even his intro is boring.
Everybody, it's John Legend. I'm about to go live.
Shut up.
Well, you know what I think, though, besides...
I'm the sexiest man alive!
Are you on Instagram? Oh, there you go.
I think because it was Instagram Live, it's not here anymore.
Oh. Oh my God.
Well, we've lost.
Do you want to hear another important message since Joel Osteen canceled his performance with Kanye in New York?
What's that?
Have you seen his video about praying?
Victoria and I want you to know that we're praying for you and that God has you in the palm of his hand. None of this is a surprise to him. I encourage you to live
a place of faith,
a place of trust. It's easy to watch all the news and kind of get worried and upset. What's going to happen? Let me tell you, God's got this.
See?
He's armed you with strength for every battle. I've learned a place of peace is a place of power.
Yeah.
So stay in that peace, and I know you're going to see God's goodness and feel his presence.
Yeah. Stay connected to your...
Oh, we don't know who you are, lady.
Well,
no way.
And, you know, a lot of people were very upset at the Kenneth Copeland one, too.
Put your hand on that television set.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I love your eyes.
So gross.
We receive your healing.
Yes.
Now.
He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
I have it. It's mine.
It's mine.
I thank you and praise you for
Why is his hand all wet? Is it
I think it's holy water. But I don't have a problem with that. I mean, a lot of people tend to lean on their religion.
I have a problem with that.
I understand it's Kenneth Copeland and it's Joel Osteen. It's these big time, big huge money mega church people.
That's my problem.
And I'm not a huge fan of them at all.
But you know they're doing this to get money, right? That's the end game here for those two is more money. Don't forget that Osteen. You know they had a flood in Houston and he refused to open his church doors.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just jaded and feel like a lot of it is always about money.
Well, who's going to really come out on top of this coronavirus?
Besides Biden.
I mean, long term, you know that there's someone who is just going to be tearing up the system somehow. They're going to figure out a way to make the coronavirus the greatest thing that ever happened to them.
Well, if they make the...
Is it a product? Is it a social media thing? Is it a...
Whoever makes the medicine to cure it, whoever makes the...
Big Pharma, huh? We hate Big Pharma.
Not necessarily Big Pharma.
Yet now, Big Pharma, please help
us. Well, it's funny you say that because remember how much we hated billionaires? There's a whole list.
I don't hate billionaires.
No, but I mean, there was a feeling before this how evil billionaires are.
Sure.
Which, by the way, has anybody heard from Elizabeth Warren in the last 2 weeks? Boy, hasn't she fallen off the map since that press conference? Isn't that weird how...
What was she going to be doing?
Well, I'm sure you would hear interview after interview from her about whatever.
I do see that she demands 8 conditions attached to a bailout package for business, including a $15 minimum wage for workers, a ban on share buybacks, and no dividends or executive bonuses for 3 years.
But regarding how much people hate billionaires, one of the magazines like Fortune 500 put out a list of what billionaires are donating and what they're donating.
Yeah.
Because in times of need like this, look at Cuban stepping up. Gilbert has donated some money.
Well, Melinda Gates gave like $100 million.
And I know people are going to be cynical and say it's just a drop in the bucket.
Of her own money.
They don't have to do that. Corporations don't have to do that. Is it in their better interest to? Yeah, maybe if you want to be cynical, but they still don't have to.
That's true.
But I think they should. I think people forget about that when, you know, times are fine. They just want them to pay their fair share.
You guys done with the airlines?
No, billionaires. Remember how everybody hated billionaires 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And now a lot of billionaires are donating things.
Well, that was my point about a lot of those guys. Is a lot of them are very generous with their money, like Bill Gates and Ted Turner. And Bezos. Bezos, $10 billion just recently. No, that's a pittance.
What did he do?
Didn't he give $10 billion or something? He's hiring 100,000 people now.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this article that had the list of all the billionaires and what they've donated.
They're pretty generous. I mean, generally speaking, they are. I mean, I know they have to be. They don't really have any choice.
Because they've been hoarding all their money for a time like this to use it to their... Here it is. Billionaire tracker. Actions the world's wealthiest are doing in response to the pandemic. And, you know, so some of these people I don't even know.
That's a good write-off for them, you know. There's always that.
What company is... I forget which luxury company brand this LVMH is. Is that Louis Vuitton? But they've converted their factories or their, I don't know, or made their perfume places to making hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's Louis Vuitton.
You know, this was starting to feel like World War II at one time. And I thought, you know, they are going to convert, you know, Detroit auto plants will be making, except I didn't know what they'd be making. I mean, they could be making hand sanitizer and respirators and things like that.
How about Michael Bloomberg? Remember that guy? I think he ran for president a while ago.
Yeah, Bloomy.
Yeah.
He's launched a $40 million initiative to prevent or slow the spread of COVID-19.
But he tried to buy the election.
I know. What an evil person. Richard Branson.
Oh, he's always been charitable, though, right?
Staff at Virgin Atlantic Airline were asked on March 16th to take 8 weeks of unpaid leave. But I guess he hasn't really done anything.
Wait, unpaid leave or paid leave?
Unpaid leave. What is he doing?
Unpaid leave?
Yeah, so I guess that he's not sucks. Doing anything. He's just going to live in space.
Unemployment then?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, most of them probably are British.
You know, I was reading about all the rock and roll people, and it's not just rock and roll people, but with tours shutting down in the really profitable time of year, the summer, the warm weather. When they make and it used to be, you know, when people start filing copy filing and stealing music, what was the big guy,
Napster.
Sean Fanning, Napster?
Mm-hmm.
That was when people said they make all their money on tour, which was not true then, but people liked saying that because they like stealing money. Now it is true.
I mean, I like Napster.
I love what they did. I mean,
I stole a lot.
Ripped so many awesome badass mixtapes back in the day.
There were a lot of artists that lost a lot of money.
I know
not the ones that you know the best.
We haven't heard from Metallica since then.
Yeah,
they
sorry,
just disappeared.
Lars.
They went broke, I think.
Well, Metallica, isn't it amazing how much they tour?
I know.
Honestly.
That's where they make all their money.
Well, they do. So
Lars is so pissed at Napster.
These tours getting shut down. It's not just them, though. It's the promoters. It's the roadies. It's the
people that work there.
Yeah, a lot of people are just getting nothing, and they have no insurance for anything like that. But as far as stars themselves, you know, there's a lot of people who live closer to the edge than you would think.
Oh, really?
In that business. I mean, they need a tour. They feel they need a tour. They have big lifestyles.
Yeah, they never changed their lifestyle when they were really, really rich.
Not really.
Are you surprised the Stones just up in?
Yes, I thought
that was July.
I thought we had time. June 8th.
June.
It's a little early, I guess. I don't know. I was hoping.
If they start reaching in July, you're talking Guns N' Roses and Rage and.
What's Rage's date?
July 11th or 13th.
I think you have a chance.
Oh boy.
Have you listened to much radio, by the way?
Oh yeah. Listened to a lot of WJR this morning.
Oh, champ. What is JR doing? Do they still have a commercial every 2 seconds?
Paul W. Smith was in the studio by himself, And he said he was a little uncomfortable. He was by himself in that studio.
For social distancing?
Yeah.
I believe so. He did the show the other day, I guess, from home, and he's thinking about doing tomorrow from home. But I want to say this. Then I was listening, and he had a band in because it's St. Patrick. I forgot it was St. Patrick's
Day. Wait, weren't they awfully close together, the band?
I thought so.
I keep forgetting it's St. Patrick.
So no, it doesn't seem like it at all.
He had this band in. They're playing a song, and then he gave a shout-out to Ray Templin. I'm like, I know Ray! Remember Ray?
Oh.
Because Ray was there overnight setting up the band. and then I laughed out loud. I don't mean to pick on Paul W. Smith, but... he had his next guest on was Candace Miller, who the last time I listened to WJR and Paul W. Smith, his guest of the day was Candace Miller. I'm like, does he just always have Candace Miller on?
I don't, you know, understand that they like to create the illusion that we talk leaders listen to WJR, leaders are on WJR. But those kind of people are dreadful radio. And nobody sits around and listens to it, and they don't have any ratings. They don't have ratings anymore.
She did have a limerick, though, so that was fun, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it was J.P. McCarthy's big thing, St. Patrick's Day. We have a huge little party every year.
Really? Paul W. Steele?
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Yeah, does Paul W. have it at the Fox Theater?
Well, no, I mean...
J.P.'s is the Fox or at the...
Not today.
Well, no, they couldn't have it today. I'm sure that just killed radio to cancel St. Patrick's Day because they make a lot of money on the remotes.
Say, yeah! Yeah!
Well, before they were all canceled, I was like, I'm just out of curiosity, like, what events does Riff have? And they had, you know, Meltdown was at like three different bars.
Today?
Yeah. And
he still was?
No. This was before everything got canceled. I was just surprised. They honestly had about 8 different appearances, which the math of hours didn't make sense in my mind until I realized, doing it throughout the day.
Yeah.
He's going to be at this bar, this bar,
before,
this bar.
Before this, you know, came about, yeah. I know they had insane schedules, and Trudy said they were all over the place, too. Yeah. Because St. Patrick's Day, that's where they make a lot of money in St. Patrick's
Day. I guess
Patrick's
the big winners of coronavirus so far, Biden and then Trudy at number 2, because she didn't have to do her
thing. I know, she was... She had opening day coming up, too, and I don't believe there was a talent fee, which I gave her a lot of shit about.
If she was here, she would admit, too, that, yes, she's a big winner of coronavirus.
She might.
Hey, there's one more winner of coronavirus.
Who?
Kellen Winslow.
Oh, junior or the second?
So his sentencing has been postponed because of the coronavirus.
But he's still in jail, right? Is it, or is he out right
now? Maybe.
Oh, don't tell me. Oh, did he need time to get his things together?
No, he's been held in jail without bail since March of 2019.
That fucking guy. I can't believe he got 12 years. Bullshit.
He's going to get coronavirus in jail. Don't worry.
I hope so.
What if coronavirus cleared out a lot of people in prison?
It probably could. I mean.
And oh, man. It might.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Might free up some Social Security money.
Oh, stop.
What?
I don't think it will because, like I said, the trajectory of these deaths doesn't seem to be adding up to the panic, if you ask me. 10 million! 10 million!
Michigan
people. 10 million population of Michigan.
Okay, I guess we're done with it. It's over. Coronavirus is over.
It just doesn't seem like you're 1.5 million.
Well, I mean, honestly,
that was a projection that people had.
That was your guess.
The death number is, first of all, it doesn't take into account taking measures against the coronavirus.
Exactly.
So what we'll never know, you know, if 500,000 or 200,000 people die and people go, only 200,000 people died, which is possible that some people would say that.
Yeah.
You can't discount the fact that we took action and we didn't go to work for a while and we stayed home and we didn't go to bars or restaurants. I mean, that's a big deal. That we probably changed the course of it. Hopefully we did.
The university.
But the death number does seem very low to me. I will admit that. No, I know. But that number, it just seems like it's when you're talking about people having it, it's one thing because we know a lot of people haven't been tested and we know they are getting tested like crazy now. So we're going to see that number go up. But the death number is the death number. I mean, if you're dead, you're dead. If you're not, you're not. So, I mean, that number would have to really exponentially go up. And I'm hoping it doesn't. Hopefully they're wrong, do enough to avoid that.
When you look at Europe right now, it's like, oh God, please don't let that happen here.
I know. Well, I was looking at Italy. Italy actually had, I think it was yesterday, they had less new cases than they'd had in a few days, which is
about time.
I know.
They still have over 2,500 deaths.
Spain and France
Spain seems like a disaster now.
Yeah, Spain and France, you know, it's that graph. You can just see it going straight up almost.
That's what we don't want here.
Yeah, and our graph is going pretty straight up too. But, you know, at the same time, I'm, you know, buoyed by the fact that only 100 people have died. Not that I want anyone to die, but, I mean, that's a relatively low number. And hopefully, doing what we're doing now.
China
and the fact that people are getting tested. They had a drive-through guy. Somebody running the drive-through. That sounds so stupid. Somebody was.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and they were saying that they had tested 563 people in the last 4 hours, which, you know, that's going to drive the numbers way up because they were one of many drive-throughs in New York. So,
New York's just skyrocketed today.
Yeah, why is it that I always feel like the people running New York have to have their shit together?
Yeah,
you know, between Giuliani and Bloomberg with 9/11 and after, and
hey,
and
that's
Cuomo seems like he's really taking control.
New York,
he's also of it.
That's what's weird, though. It's all Cuomo. Where's de Blasio? I know that.
I don't know.
Cuomo, hate him.
Cuomo, I'm not kidding you. Every time he has a press conference, I see it. It seems to be on CNN or Fox, and he speaks very well.
I gotta tell you, they had a great signer today with Cuomo. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did.
Big redhead guy sitting in a chair.
there have been some amazing signers.
They're not getting enough credit.
No, they're not. Back to radio, though. I've been flipping because I thought, gee, I wonder if Riff and Wheels and CSX, if they're spending, and I just hear wall-to-wall music, which is what you always hear, and pretty much the same music.
I didn't hear anything on Riff the other morning when I listened, but
yeah, I listened to Riff in the morning for about a half an hour, and they were having their usual hijinks, which, you know, if that's their thing, to have their own little world that has no connection to any other world, then maybe that works.
Although
they're doing well
on the smart radios, they did have a little message that said, "Remember to wash." This is one. No, this is two. No, this is yesterday, I think. Remember to wash your hands. Coronavirus updates at Riff.com.
Oh, so wash your hands thoroughly. A full 20 seconds.
Which, first off,
rather than on
message.
The live station where they can just crack a mic and give you any information as soon as it's available, go to the website.
And who are the people that are, I need coronavirus information. Where should I go? Where should I go? How about a local radio station's website?
If you're going to go to a website, you're not going to go to WRIF for coronavirus. That's ridiculous.
The joke's on you. They have the map, probably.
Hey, we tell you guys how to wash your hands.
Wash your smelly ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
So we're past the hand-washing videos on Instagram?
I think so.
I haven't seen too many new ones.
Surprised.
I'll look.
It was nice of Chet Hanks to continue to put out videos because I was really down in the dumps, and he helped me. I listened to, what else did I listen to on the radio? 97.1. 97.1 is, I really feel for these guys because.
You're all about it on the radio.
Tough.
They're doing what they have to do, which is talk about this, because there's nothing else to talk about.
I don't know. We spent 20 minutes talking about
sports today, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, you can, and they should, honestly. But I heard Valenti yesterday, who sounded so depressed. I mean, he just sounds so bummed out. And somebody called him about, somebody from a Ford plant called, and they're like, I don't know why we're still working, and not saving. And Mike Valenti's like, I don't have a take for that. I like to say I have a hot take for that, but I don't have a take for that.
A take? Thinking,
wait, why do you not have... First of all,
you're
why do you
being.
Not have a take? It's not that tricky just because it's not sports.
Hot take!
You either think they should keep working because it's not a big deal?
For some reason, he didn't seem to want to commit himself on corona-related topics, and, you know, he's... For the most part, following the rules.
You mean on things that matter other than sports?
Yes, I don't know. He just sounded really bummed out. He sounded like he felt guilty when they talked about free agency.
Oh, well, that I could kind of understand. Maybe he's realizing how trivial some sports things are.
Well, he should listen to some other shows and he'll feel better.
Well, I told you, I listened to Levitard and it was really funny when all this started happening because he's like, what's ESPN going to do? He goes, I don't know what these other shows are going to do. He goes, we've been training for this for years because we can talk about nothing, and they can.
Yeah.
And now it's been hilarious because they're all at their own homes, and it's a total clusterfuck.
Yeah, technology-wise.
And instead of them getting frustrated by it, they just laugh at the fact of how terrible their show is right now. And it's made it quite enjoyable.
The virus has been detected.
Uh-oh. Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN, Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news. And shit.
Can't breathe. All right, I have some new celebrity PSAs.
All right.
Oh, great.
So, thankfully,
because I don't know how to do a lot of stuff that they're talking about.
We are going to overcome this coronavirus. It takes planning. I think the word is finally getting through. I think the president maybe will step it aside. I pray he will and let the experts handle this issue. But we can get through this. Remember, this is bigger than any one of us. It's about all Americans, about all of us. This does not have any zip code. Coronavirus doesn't go Democrat, Republican. It doesn't go man, woman. It's just about all of us.
Even though you just said that, president should get out of the way. Let the experts handle it.
Wash your hands.
No, you don't have to use hot water.
Use a sanitizer on your hands every time you're out there. No shaking hands. No large crowds. And so please take care of yourself.
Wow, he's really taking leadership during the coronavirus. I mean, look at the leadership there.
And you can still text to donate.
I did not know that you should use hand sanitizer and wash your hands and stay away from crowds. And
I shook a hand today.
What?
I did.
Who's?
I shook a hand. A handyman.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of handyman? Handyman show up in a lot of true crime, Brandon.
They're always the fall guy.
They do.
No, I had some drywall work done.
Is there any other important message? Because Joe Biden, I can't believe how much leadership he took there. That was so cool.
Here you go.
Right, a simple wash of the hands. First off, quickly wet the hands, just like
the restaurant.
Gordon
Ramsay.
Nice dose of soap. From there, literally rub into the palm of the hands. Throughout.
Doing. Hey, he's got 14,000
likes. Then very carefully put your hands and lock them in between like that. And just literally rub them up and down.
He was in the food business, so I really believe him.
I do.
Think this is a great idea.
Twist the thumbs around.
I hope he says literally again.
He's telling us more than anyone else about how to wash your hands.
Yeah. Get him underneath those
fingers. He's got a swear in it, right?
And slide it across your nails.
No one's told me that yet.
First off, it's taking him forever.
Short. Trust me, they do look very cool, short.
This is really good.
And that
good.
Stops any bacteria growing. Now, look, we've got that really nice, heavy, lathered foam.
My God, I feel like he's going to beat off now.
It sounds like
take
he's beating
it to about
off,
2 inches just above your wrist. And then from there, look, a quick rinse, up, down, a good shake. Really important, shake them well.
I know how to get water
and
off
then
my
take
hand.
A towel. Now, over these next coming weeks, try not to engage.
Doing play-by-play and washing your hands seems like the most ridiculous thing in the fucking world to
why
me.
Does it work for him in a weird way? It works. I don't know.
Who's Billy
around
Porter?
Food, so he really knows how to wash his hands.
Have you seen the guy on Twitter that every day has been doing an update on Maz without sports to watch, and he includes the gif of the kid who looks like he's beaten off? Have you seen that or no?
No, I haven't.
Every day. It's Drew's power pop.
Yeah.
Can we find
Maz
out?
Maz blocked him.
Did Matt
blocked him?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
He has more thin skin than I would ever imagine.
I don't know.
Did he retweet my 8 is enough tweet on Super 70s?
I don't think he did.
He commented, Maz commented on it, said he almost did. But I think because you wrote that, he wouldn't.
That's total bullshit.
Yeah, I have more of these, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, I want more.
So Billy Porter, he was he
wears the crazy outfits to the award shows.
He's the fashion guy. He got in trouble for
sure. Just rolled his eyes.
Hey,
I don't like this guy.
I'm washing my hands. You have to wash your hands.
He's doing it the wrong way.
Wash your hands for 20 seconds. You can sing happy birthday twice. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday two times. You see what this is?
He didn't do it.
This is going to help us with this coronavirus.
I don't see any soap.
Social distancing is important. Keep your little asses at home.
Are you kidding me?
Social distance yourself so we can pull this curve down.
This is so about him.
I know. All of these are about the people, aren't they? Really?
I think Gordon was trying to do something there.
Thank you all for making
your nasty hands.
trying to post something.
There's Stephen A. Smith.
Thank you all for making
your nasty hands.
See, that came from the heart.
How about this one here? Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Hello.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
Yeah, the Hamilton dude.
I still don't know who the hell that is.
This is a 6-minute PSA.
Oh, bye-bye.
Stay home. Wash your hands. Here's a live tune.
Hold on one second. Double tap to flip it.
Hi.
Oh, go
Hi,
away.
Everybody.
Done.
Yeah, we're staying home too. It's the safe and cool thing to do. This would have been earlier in the evening, except that daylight savings is still rocking our world.
Okay, whatever. Next. Next video. He's not providing enough information. That's not good leadership like Joe Biden provided.
See, I'm passing up a bunch of people I've never heard of, even though they're blue check marks.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Who's Aisling Bay? It's a B.
Let's see what Aisling has to say.
She's got half a million
followers.
She provides
leadership. I'm going to follow her.
Steve Garman follows her. She must be important.
Oh, Steve Garman follows a lot of people.
Oh, you should take those rings off.
My head's spinning.
Voice.
Boy, I'm in a daze.
Is she a country singer, maybe? Isolated.
I don't know.
Okay, get her out of here. That's not good leadership.
She didn't even wash her hands.
Well, she kind of did.
She started to.
Squirted him with something. Let's see. I don't know.
Oh, you know who she is? She was in Living With Yourself, that Paul Rudd.
Oh.
A show that was his okay. wife in that. So we know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just a whole bunch of different organizations. Here's the Motherwell FC. I don't even know who they are.
Football club?
Who follows them?
Must be a soccer club.
Oh, is that what it is?
It is a soccer
Very
club.
Very important.
Yeah. Why don't they have one of their stars telling us how to wash our hands?
There's no stars at that club. There. He's doing a shitty job, too.
Yeah, that's not it. This is not funny. That's very poor leadership. Here also,
down the turnpike the other day, and Max, I can't hold it. Molly's Marcus, I can't hold it. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm washing my hands before I go to the stool. After I go to the stool, I wash my hands again. And a dude is sitting there about a few stalls down, walks right by me, walks right out the bathroom while I'm out washing his damn hands. There's some nasty people out there, right?
Stephen A., I love it.
Oh, he's
nice
great.
Work.
He's so ridiculous. Oh, man.
That's it for now. I
no
can't
more
really...
stars?
Well.
Disappointed.
They're just like us. Ted Cruz.
I think
by
he's
the
a
way,
little
did
older.
We talk about how Cruz was quarantined?
Is he re-quarantined?
He went re-quarantined.
Why is he re-quarantined?
He quarantined for 14 days, and as soon as he like got out, he ran into somebody with coronavirus. He had to go right back in.
I'm starting to suspect he just doesn't want to be out of his house. He doesn't want to go to work.
I'd actually told my mom that I wasn't going to come see her this weekend, even before I knew I'd contacted someone with the virus, because at 85, my mom's a two-time cancer
you
survivor. I'd just rather she stay in her apartment with the door closed. And that's not forever, but it is
kind
at least for a period of time.
In.
So I think that is good advice. I've advised people in my family, particularly if they're seniors and they have health issues.
Get your mom out of that shithole, Ted.
If you can stay home, you should stay home. Beyond that, the advice people are giving, wash your hands frequently. Interestingly enough,
Ted.
The health professionals are saying soap and water is more effective than hand sanitizer.
Oh, my God.
I'd actually told
are there
my
comments?
Mom,
are there people actually going, oh, this is great advice, Ted?
Let's see.
Thanks for getting
Why are we not using the World Health Organization testing kits?
Lord.
Any Republicans feeling buyer's remorse with Trump?
Oh, God.
Hey, Ted, what are your thoughts on Trump calling this a hoax? Hey, the Dow has lost 600 points since Joe Biden began speaking. I don't know. It's a bunch of political fighting. That's why I hate politics. Everybody just hates each other. Like, we have to fight. Bullshit.
I saw somebody posted something on Facebook that was very political, and everybody responding was like, you know, aren't you getting tired of posting stuff like this?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
did they respond?
Yeah, they weren't tired of posting stuff like that.
The new one is, did you see Ivanka Trump's tweet? Or my Instagram or what, I don't know what it was, where she was in a tent in her apartment with her kids because her kids are home from school.
Playing, you mean?
Yeah. So it's just, you know.
Wait, like, if she's quarantining, why is she with her kids?
I don't think she's quarantining. She's just saying, you know, there's a lot of parents at home with their kids. You got to do fun things like I am. And she just
That's so relatable.
She's got shit on.
Oh, like, I would think
like,
that's
really.
Get the fuck out of here. Nobody uses you to relate to how to relate to children.
She's
Ivanka.
Very relatable.
She's the most, she's probably the in the family, she's probably the best person in the family, all
her
things considered.
Her kids speak Mandarin. She's very.
Oh, fuck your kids speak Mandarin. For what? What are they going to need Mandarin for? You fucking kidding me?
The China virus.
Ambassadors to China?
No, it's because Trump's going to have those grandkids build big ass buildings in China.
We got a
genius.
She tweeting from home, where she reportedly is working as the coronavirus pandemic paralyzes the country.
Now, what is that? What is she doing exactly? What kind of work is she doing?
Well, isn't Jared in charge of this?
Coronavirus?
Yeah.
Is Jared?
All she's going to do is take pictures of her titties and put it on Twitter.
Jared's in charge of a lot of things.
Did you see the shit he got in, not in trouble for, but people pointed out with Kushner?
What, Jared? What did he do?
So his brother-in-law's married to that Carly Kloss. The only thing I know her from are those website ads. She's a model. But her dad's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
So her dad posted something on Facebook like, I have a line to the White House, and they're wondering opinions on how to handle this coronavirus thing. Implication was that he was looking to him, which it's kind of a leap, but still, why is Jared have any say in any of this?
He's in charge of everything everywhere. All right,
he's in charge of Middle East peace, isn't he?
And opioids. And
final celebrity PSA of the day, leave it to the WWE's biggest strongman, Braun Strowman.
You know, as being a WWE superstar, traveling all around the world, I meet hundreds and hundreds of people a day. And now is more important than ever before to practice our hygiene. You know, my mantra is get these hands. Right now, I need everybody to wash these hands.
There you go.
Did anyone order a hero?
What about
it's still real to me, damn it.
What about the 3-foot beard he has? You're telling me coronavirus isn't living in that thing?
You know what? I one of the things I've heard, and I've heard very few, maybe I should make a video.
Yeah.
They were talking about shaving close, that you should keep your face shaved for fairly close.
I'd rather because, have coronavirus.
I'm just saying, Brandon.
Because it'll live in your hair?
What? Yeah, well, I don't know. Apparently.
All germs.
They were just saying that was one thing you can do.
So. You should do one. In fact, I really thought it was a good idea that Andy Dick do one. We should tell Andy.
Well, if you make people laugh, maybe the message gets across.
I'll tell him to do one.
Well,
he does
great
right
cameos.
Hopefully he doesn't send me a butthole picture.
He's obviously having some serious financial issues now. But I bet I bet he'll get a bunch of cameos today. Oh, my God. I cannot believe what Cameo is doing for some of these people.
Here's the Ivanka Trump tweet. Staying at home today with kids. Plan living room camp out. Throw a bed sheet over some taped together brooms. Plan a menu and pack sandwiches, salads, s'mores optional. A fun activity that brings the family together for a meal. Share your ideas and use the hashtag together apart.
Oh, she's trying to start a hashtag.
And so, not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Is there a hashtag together apart? Please tell me there isn't.
I don't know if she started it or who started it, but the first response is, you should come to Puerto Rico. We've been playing a lot of camping out since those earthquakes.
What's the hashtag?
Together apart.
And then another one. Don't have a bed sheet? Try foil. And it's all the kids in the cages with the aluminum foil.
Oh, God.
She's not. I mean, I don't think she really cares, and she shouldn't ever look at these anyways. But
no, I guarantee you she doesn't.
What was she expecting?
Well, social media is just so stupid.
So while everyone scrambles to figure out daycare bills and toilet paper, you get to play mommy. Can't you do all those? Can't you be a mom and do all that stuff, figure out daycare bills?
Well, hashtag together apart leads you to a lot of the free concerts. In fact, right now, we're the third viewer of this concert. This is live. This is live, by the way.
Comment.
I don't know how.
Who is this?
Comment and tell him that he just gave you. Tell him he just gave you coronavirus of the ear. See if that makes any sense to him.
Who else is live right now, Brandon?
Well, this is also the same hashtag that John Legend used when he did his concert earlier today.
But I don't want to see that concert.
You know who needs to do one? Matt Farley.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
A live concert.
He probably will.
Why don't we have him on tomorrow and do one on Skype?
He'd probably do it. Did you hear about the Canadian writer, by the way, that was canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a stupid story. He tweeted something. This is in January, by the way, where he was at his barber or his hairstylist, Barbara, I think he called him, and the guy was Asian. Mm. And the Asian guy's wearing a mask. He's kind of smiling, and he's saying, hope a haircut's the only thing I got from my barber, you know, whatever his name is. And so that was so racist and xenophobic that he... I think he lost his job.
Yeah, he was the first cancellation of the coronavirus.
Really?
Holy fook.
Oh, Jesus.
I just can't believe people really that angry? Because the barber wasn't angry. He was smiling.
I know. The alleged victim didn't care, so will other people do. I don't get it.
Yeah, I... Whatever.
And once again, you said it was well before all this, so...
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Can people do that?
Is it me or do the Asian community, do they handle stuff like that better than anybody?
They do. They absolutely do. Remember the World Series?
Oh, yeah. With...
the guy pulled his eyes up.
Yeah, Gurriel.
And he was playing the next day.
Yeah. They even asked, what was the pitcher's name there? What's that guy's name? Why am I... Yu Darvish? They asked him. He's like, I don't care. Whatever.
No, he didn't. And most people don't. And I think if...
Because they have the eye on their eye in the
I mean, didn't every single kid in the 70s, 80s, and 90s do the...
What?
Chinese, Japanese.
Maybe you did.
I guess you...
This brand's canceled.
Speak for yourself. Jeez.
Brand's the first person canceled in the last 3 weeks.
I saw people do that.
I saw people... Did you cancel them? Then you're complicit.
I got so mad. I swear. I think if I am not around for some reason, nobody knows where I am. I'm stalking Meghan Markle because she's driving me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
There's a story today about how Meghan. It was like a complimentary article. Like Meghan Markle, she's really taking charge during the coronavirus thing. She's demanding that staff wear latex glove and follow hygiene protocol. And I'm like, staff,
bitch,
for what? So she can have a better chance of getting coronavirus by having a bunch of fucking people in her stupid house.
Yeah, because it sticks to gloves really well, too.
So then it's neither one of them have jobs either. They're both unemployed as far as I'm concerned. So why they've got one little baby. They can't take care of their one fucking baby.
They use coronavirus, by the way, as an excuse as to why they didn't take Archie to the UK when they went. And it's like, no. This was well before anybody knew about the outbreak or cared about the outbreak.
Yeah, it was possibly the last chance for Philip to see the baby.
But when you and I were talking about it off the air, you pointed out that, why? So they could go get coronavirus and bring it home? Why exactly. Didn't they just stay?
And she's putting her kid more at risk by having all this staff in the house. Yep. So
she doesn't want to raise a kid.
Meghan and Harry say they are working with experts because they feel compelled to help with the coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
Stop wasting experts' time.
Yep.
You have no fucking reason to work with any expert and chew up their time. And they went on to say that this is a mental health crisis, too. So what do you have to do with mental health? You're not mental health experts. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up, both of you. God.
That's really annoying. Go take care of your dying father.
If it was a mental health crisis, they have no business being involved in it because they're not. They have nothing. No expertise in mental health.
No, she's an actor, out of work actress, and he's just bumming around.
He's like a.
He's retired.
He's retired.
He's like a trust fund brat.
He's a retired mascot.
I mean, honestly, the only thing they're doing for mental health is they're fucking up my mental health every time I have to fucking read about them and their stupid staff. By the way, they said only choice members of the staff are allowed to interact with Meghan.
Oh, that's been a rule since day one.
And as if
coronavirus or not.
As if that isn't the biggest plus for the people that don't have to interact with her.
there's probably a guy dry coughing on purpose.
You are the chosen few who get to interact with me.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
A chosen few. How many staff do they have?
That's a great question.
What the fuck? Honestly.
Well, they can't do anything.
We're talking about at least five people. If a chosen few talk to them.
Well, you know, they have security. Everybody has their own security. And
they
then,
don't need security.
You know, she's probably got two nannies because she doesn't want to take care of that kid.
Oh, God.
They got to have a chef. Of some sort.
I feel like nobody else is mad about this. Why am I so mad?
I'm kind of pissed about it. I just want them to shut up.
I do want. I know, I'm dying for them to shut up.
I want to say they have 15. I'm saying they have 15 staff members full time.
But they get. You're right. They're getting in the way of this.
I know. And I don't need to hear about what she's ordering her staff to. That's not news.
Not to mention, why doesn't she focus on the one. At-risk person in her family who could get this and die, Thomas Markle.
Exactly.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
And Thomas Markle Jr. is upset too?
Thomas Markle Jr. has broke his silence.
Again, this is the second time he's broken his silence.
He spoke out to encourage the former actress, they call her in the paper, claiming that Thomas Markle Sr. is frustrated by his inability to reach his daughter and only has a few good years left.
And he hasn't met his grandson either.
He then went on to predict that divorce is on the cards for Meghan and Harry, claiming that his sister will end up back in Hollywood one way or the other.
Yeah, and if she ends up in Hollywood, by the way, she's 37 and she hasn't really made it in Hollywood. So how is that going
to
work?
He then went to add that she's, quote, just a character in a series and, quote, not an A-list actress.
Did she have to sign well a royal said. Prenup?
Is there a royal prenup?
I don't know.
I don't
know. Not a royal anymore.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I honestly, I'm so confused by these two people and how the press covers them nonstop. Like, they're like, as soon as she married this abnormally pink wienered guy, she suddenly moved up 10 steps in importance. Why?
Because we're clicking on it.
So Prince Harry and Meghan did not sign a prenup because it is not popular in the UK and the royal family sets a precedent. So.
Okay.
So, hell, she's going to get a lot of coin. I mean, he's got a nice net worth. So if they do get divorced, which, God willing, they won't.
God willing? She'll be really that worried about it?
Yeah. I mean,
she
true
cried
love.
Cried their wedding like my mom and
true
Diana.
Love.
Did you see Johnny Depp's exes are coming to his yes. defense?
The more that comes out, the more I feel bad about us dogging Johnny.
Oh, 100%.
Now, don't get me wrong. He still has an exuberant amount of accessories and bangles well, and
the,
scarves. Well,
but the video we saw of him when he was drinking at...
Yes, he was a complete
he
asshole.
He was an asshole,
plus,
and he looked kind of dangerous to me, but he didn't hit her.
And Drew, you read that entire story, that piece about him, you know, coming out of the bathroom, re-energized and playing his guitar.
Yeah.
Well, that was, I don't think anybody's taking that back.
No.
No, he sounds like he's a madman. Partier.
He totally turned the TV up to 99 when the Marilyn Manson video with him right. in it came on.
But when it comes to Amber Heard, I'm Team Johnny all the way. This chick more and more keeps coming out, and she's crazy.
She admitted that she did break his window. Remember that whole thing?
She also admitted she slammed the door on his head.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
She's abusive.
She smashed a door into his head, and she said... that she's sorry about that.
I just reacted. I'm sorry. It's below me.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, that's far from the only thing she did in terms of getting physical with him. And she is the ultimate denier, which is, I didn't hit you. You get in street fights with people who can really punch.
God. Oh,
you can punch, you bitch. You're not supposed to hit him. And then she has the audacity. And this is why, honestly, the more I read about this, the more I understand. When he first... started suing her for $50 million. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is he bringing this back up? Why? And then
now you know.
And then I saw that he was just, first of all, he was so pissed that he had to pay her $7 million to a domestic violence thing because he just thought it was bullshit because she hit him and she was very aggressive and she was no angel. But then when the agreement was that neither would speak of it again, he thought, this needs to be quieted. I need to move on with my life. And then she did an op-ed for the Washington Post as if she was the poster child for someone who was abused and he fucking lost it. And now I understand it.
Yeah, because I mean, looking back, he did put a bunch of photos out with him with black eyes and marks on him. And at the time, a lot of people were just like, you're kind of the jerk. He even had the severed finger. Which was pretty weird.
What was that from? Ew, look at his dirty fingernails.
I know.
He needs to learn how to wash his hands.
Disgusting. Yeah, he needs the Gordon Ramsay tutorial because his fingernails are gross. But also, she's since admitted to hitting him with pots, pans, vases. I mean, she was pretty abusive.
No, she was very abusive. And for her to have, by the way, it just seems to me that she really got off on being a victim in this thing.
Yeah.
And to write that op-ed, and if you read it, it's even more annoying. It's like, how dare you, you fucking bitch. You know, there are people who really are victims. You are not one of them.
Not helping. That's why people won't believe women.
Yeah. No, it's a big problem. Today I was looking for stuff, you know, that was just sort of out of left field, and I was looking at some lists, and there was, among other lists, it's kind of a weird list. The 40 worst shows of the 1970s.
40 were like TV shows?
Yeah, TV shows.
Oh, man, this will be great.
And I really got into it. And I wanted to look up more about the shows, but I didn't quite have time. But maybe as we get along here, you guys will. There was a show called...
Sheriff Lobo, is that on there?
No, it was not on there.
I'm not going to do good at this list because I don't remember a lot.
You know, these shows, I didn't remember most of them, but the plots were really funny. Like there was a post-Partridge Family David Cassidy show, and he was a huge star then. Called Undercover Man.
What?
And he was a narc who posed as a high school student.
21 Jump Street.
Pretty much. And I remember watching that show. It was only on for 13 episodes, I guess, but it was like, how is this asshole in high school? He was like 20 in the Partridge Family. He's got to be 25.
All this, the intro?
Wait, is that him singing? I don't think it is it?
David Cassidy, Man Undercover.
What a stupid intro.
My God, can they use his name?
Wait, this is an episode, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a full episode.
It's a full episode, yeah.
Oh, can we go in and see a little bit of Cassidy narking?
This is episode number 2. Death is a close friend, too. Sounds fake, doesn't it? Is this a porno?
I know, but he got in some heavy narking.
The kids will remember him, then they're trying to use money from a job we just pulled. You going nuts?
Nothing is marked.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah.
We're going to work again. Does it say how many episodes this lasted?
Well, can you find a scene with him in it?
Oh, yeah,
I think it's 13 episodes.
Here he is.
Helen's not around.
Well, where has she been?
Oh, got picked up.
Boy, I'm real sorry to hear that. I bet you it's happened a few times before, hasn't it?
Yeah, well... Hey, how do you like that, huh? Got that when I was in
just struggling
bar,
actor with a thin. Thin. Man, that guy's really high.
Yeah, he's one of our finest actors, and
I hope we can narc on this guy.
What number was this? Was this number 40 or is this in a top 10?
I don't think they ranked him. Oh, I don't think they ranked him at all. But I remembered that show. A lot of them I didn't. Dog and Cat, which
one season, by the way. I'm sorry. One season, 10 episodes.
Kim Basinger. It was her first starring vehicle after modeling. It was called Dog and Cat. Didn't have any description whatsoever, but I just thought, what? Kim Basinger had a TV show? I don't even remember that. They had a show called Flying High with three sexy flight attendants. Ooh, it was like Charlie's like Angels.
Or Pan Am.
Was that a show? Remember Yeah, that's right. Well, Flying High, there's a lot of shows that were based on Charlie's Angels. Yeah. Like, let's get some hot chicks, you know.
Charlie's Angels. So John Forsythe was the voice, right? Wasn't he?
Was he Bosley? Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is because I was listening to a podcast, and they mentioned an actor who ended up killing himself, but he had won an Emmy. His name was Wynn. Let me look it up. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever heard?
I don't.
Wynn Pierce?
No, they shoot horses, don't they, is what he won for. And I've been meaning to ask you off the air. I've been meaning to ask you about this actor.
I don't remember that name. Wynn?
Oh, Gig Young.
Oh, Gig Young. Yeah, I know who Gig Young is. He was a big actor in the 50s, I think, primarily. He was before my time, even.
So he became became a big drunk.
Yes, drunk.
Could not. He was supposed to be Gene Wilder's role in Blazing Saddles, but he was too drunk.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was a massive drunk.
He was supposed to be Bosley, but he was too drunk. He couldn't even read for Bosley.
I think he married a much, much, much younger chick.
He did.
Really late in his life, and then he killed himself.
He killed her and him, Kim Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, Kim Schmidt.
Right. And I had never, ever heard of this story. He was married to Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched.
That's right.
And I was like, I've never heard of this guy. I'd never heard of this murder-suicide, and I figured you had.
He was like the most, just was so drunk for so long, and somehow it all escaped notice. I mean, which I don't know. It's like he's the Mr. Magoo of drunks. Somehow he just seemed to stumble around trouble.
Well, it sounded like he would get sober, and they're like, okay, Gig is finally sober. Let's book him in something. And then he'd just show up with the DTs and couldn't perform.
Oh, yeah. He was a hopeless drunk. Adam's Rib, a DA husband, crosses paths with his lawyer wife in the courtroom, starring a young Blythe Danner.
Really?
Yeah.
Gwyneth's mommy.
Yeah.
Adam, because that was...
Was it produced by Bruce Paltrow?
I don't know, but it made me think of... I wanted to hear Gwyneth's speech immediately upon seeing the name Blythe Danner.
Blythe Danner. Can you pull that up?
Well, Adam's Rib looks like it's a show from the 40s.
Maybe it's a redo.
Yeah.
This is 70s. Lanigan's Rabbi, which is about a rabbi who helps cops solve crimes.
It's also fake.
I know, so stupid. Gary Marshall, who did Happy Days and a lot of other shows. Me and the Chimp, about a dentist whose daughter brings home a chimpanzee.
Well, that sounds wild. It sounds like BJ and the Bear, kind of.
Yes. So stupid. The Brady Bunch Hour. I'd forgotten about this. It was like a show within the Brady Bunch. And I think it was like a variety / comedy show. And because I saw one picture of them, and they were all in tuxedos, and the girls were all dressed up on stage. This had to be so bad. Oh, we got the Vegas girls. Yeah. That's nice. I don't know how these shows did so well back in the day, but they did.
A lot of variety shows back then, huh?
Yeah, this song, or this show rather, is always on the list of the worst shows of the 70s.
You want to hear the premise?
What is the premise?
When the families chose to star in a new variety series for ABC, Mike Brady gives up his architectural career and moves his family into a beachside home somewhere in Southern California. In addition to the Brady clan, next-door neighbor Jack Merrill, played by Rip Taylor, frequently finds his way into the act and is a love interest for the Brady's maid, Alice.
What?
Her former boyfriend, Sam the Butcher, was never mentioned.
Ooh. You have a piece, Brandon, you can play?
Can you imagine the chemistry
so
between Ann B. Davis and Rip Taylor? Ann B. Davis, by the way, went to Michigan.
Really? Did she?
I don't think I'll be seeing her for a while.
Well, you see, Peter, you should have told her the truth.
Well, but date with this girl's worth it.
Oh, it is, Dad. She's so...
Foxy.
Right. We're the animals.
Or something.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm doing a magnificent poem by Dame Judy Sitwell, set to beautiful music by Sir William Walton. I don't know what you're doing. You're certainly not doing it with me.
Boring.
What else?
Mike Brady, who thought the Brady Bunch was beneath, or not Mike Brady, Robert Reed.
Oh, I
thought the Brady Bunch was beneath him. Why did he do this stupid fucking show then?
Here's a great tabloid story about Richard Reed there.
Robert Reed.
Who's Richard Reed? Oh, the shoe bomber, Richard Reed.
Yes. They had a show called Hee Haw Honeys, which was the Hot Chicks of Hee Haw spinoffs. Hee Haw was the dumbest show. Critics hated it. It did well, though.
Yeah.
This was interesting. Super Train, one of the most expensive TV shows ever made. It only had 9 episodes. It was about a super train, like a train of the future.
Cool.
I know. I saw a picture of it. It looked like a really cool train.
Kind of sounds like Transformers.
Well, I don't think it did any of those, that stuff, but it didn't do well.
Wow, 9 episodes.
Co-ed Fever was post Animal House, you know, about drunken hot co-eds. I've noticed that all these shows are about hot chicks. Isn't that really the answer to any winning show?
You didn't tell me that Super Train was a nuclear-powered bullet train that was equipped with amenities more appropriate to a cruise ship. It had swimming pools, shopping centers, a gym, a library, medical center, and a disco.
On railroad tracks?
So this is basically...
How do you fucking do that?
This is Love Boat on a railroad.
Sounds like it.
But it came first.
I never saw it. I don't even remember these shows.
Somebody stop the train! Get back in here!
Yeah.
The guy's on the front windshield.
Wow, what a super train.
Wait, he jumped out of a... Was that a fish tank?
No, it was a super train, man.
God, what a super train that is.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. Why didn't that show work? I guess it was ahead of its time.
Because it makes no sense.
Sword of Justice was Playboy by day, Mercenary by night.
Awesome.
I don't know who it was. The Texas Wheelers starred Mark Hamill and Gary Busey as like Southern cowboy, I don't know what's.
Sword of Justice stars something named Dak Rambo.
Oh, I remember the name. Yeah, he was in some stuff.
He was in All My Children. He was Jack Ewing on Dallas.
Yeah, he did some stuff.
Dak Rambo.
Who's watching the kids? Another Gary Marshall. Two Vegas showgirls balance work and looking after their younger siblings. Now, they were going to have them have children, but they decided it was hotter if they didn't have kids and they looked after their younger siblings.
Oh, I like that.
Because then a baby wouldn't have traveled through their vagina.
That show would... oh, God.
Everybody knows that room.
Did you know who one of the kids...
Can't have a baby traveling through there.
One of the kids they were watching was played by Scott Baio.
What?
Yeah.
Really? He probably nailed both the older chicks.
Karen Kay? You ever heard of Karen Kay?
No idea.
You ever heard of Linda Goodfriend? That sounds like a...
Sounds familiar, but I don't. Mr. T and Tina.
Never heard of him. Next.
NBC tried to make a spinoff from a character that appeared in a single episode of Welcome Back, Cotter. What?
Welcome Back, Cotter, really?
Yeah. Well, Welcome Back, Cotter was a big show. That was a huge show.
No, I know.
Pat Morita?
But no, somebody was on one episode. How do you make an episode or a new show out of somebody on one episode? Because spinoffs
They used to spin off huge. Yeah, they did it all the time.
In fact, one of the big bombs of the 70s was Hello Larry, which was McLean Stevenson from MASH, and it was a very unfunny spinoff that they said somehow lasted two seasons. I hated MASH myself. Every time I heard the theme song, I just get depressed. I do. I don't know why. I just hated it. And my roommate in college used to watch it three times a day because it was always on cable. Mrs. Columbo. With Mrs. Columbo, a Columbo spinoff with Mrs. Columbo.
God, that sounds awful.
I know. It didn't last long. Let's see. The Ropers, a Three's Company spinoff. Yeah. I remember that. Grady was a Sanford and Son spinoff without Fred Sanford. Without Fred Sanford. No way.
Everyone knows Grady.
Grady wasn't, but he wasn't that developed.
Did you ever watch Sanford and Son, Brandon, or are you too young?
I know. I like Sanford and Son.
But did Brandon, have you ever seen it?
I recall reruns, but I never really got into it, no.
Oh, it was good.
I mean, I love the theme song.
What about Fred Sanford was funny.
What about the Jeffersons? Did you ever get into the Jeffersons?
Yeah, Jeffersons was funny.
Brandon, absolutely. Did you get into the Jeffersons, or is that too?
Again, I saw episodes of it, but I never really got into it.
Hey, you know what I wanted to look up? There's a show called Dusty's Trail, and they said it was a carbon copy of Gilligan's Island, but it was in the Old West. And they had a picture underneath it of Bob Denver dressed in like Western clothes. He couldn't be on this show. Is he?
No, he's not. Oh, no, he is. He's the star. Bob Denver is the star.
Is Dawn Wells on there?
Nope.
Okay.
Bob Denver, Forrest Tucker, Ivor Francis, Janine Riley.
Forrest Tucker and Bob Denver, and they could make it work? Oh, how stupid.
He plays Dusty.
How ridiculous. There's Forrest Tucker from F Troop.
You a cowboy?
Two coachmen and five passengers of a wagon and stagecoach become separated from the wagon train on the way to California in the early 1870s. The group includes wagon master
electricity.
Mr. Callahan and his shotgun lookout Dusty.
They mentioned also a couple other shows, the Ernest Ainsley Hour, which is, we were just talking about him. He's the early televangelist who'd put his palm on your forehead and go, be healed! Yeah. And people would fall down and be healed. But he was Me Too'd big time. And also, they believe he's operating a cult.
Really?
Yeah. And just Me Too'ing the shit out of people. And then they mentioned PTL also with Jim and Tammy, which was, that was a great show. It was not one of the worst shows. But they talked about, the reason they put it on the list is because they, of course, stole all that money. And all they talked about on the show was money and giving them money.
Now, there is a TV show that was close to my seven-year-old heart. It was on for like 3 months, and then I was very sad when it left.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the 70s, so this would have been early 80s. Manimal?
I remember Manimal.
Okay. God, I love Manimal. I was talking to my buddies about it the other day.
It's no a one, you no can't forget the name.
No one seems to remember Manimal.
Wasn't it a private detective or something?
Yeah, and he could change into the Panther. The intro, it's got, honestly, the best TV intro of all time. Dr. Jonathan Chase. See if you can find...
He turned into animals.
What a great show. Check this out. There he is turning into the eagle.
Wow.
The Panther.
That guy turns into that?
Yeah, Simon McCorkindale.
Who's Simon McCorkindale?
There it is.
Wow.
He was Manimal.
Melody something.
Anderson?
Some token
D.
black
Roberts.
Guy. Yeah.
Token black guy, yeah.
I mean, he really was. Wow, if you could find any scene where he just transforms, it's the coolest. Look at, there he's a panther. I don't know why the panther had to solve problems.
Wow.
When most people go, why is there a panther running around Miami?
I wonder if it would have been Napoleon's favorite animal.
Here he goes.
If Napoleon was around.
Look at him.
Oh, his hand is turning into a paw.
Fuck yeah.
Wow, it's like Bradley Cooper turning into the Elephant Man. It's just as incredible.
But way better.
Oh, his clothes are coming off. Do they have a show's wiener?
That's the only thing that didn't change. Should be a panther with a human dong.
Pretty slow transformation.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
Look at him change. Look at McCorkindale. Wow.
Holy shit.
I'm not joking. I used to love this show when I was seven.
I think I want to watch this episode.
Yeah, you'll be hooked. Too bad there's only like three total episodes.
New book exposes angry outbursts of Robert Reed, who died of HIV. Why are they picking on Robert Reed? Late actor Robert Reed was a drunken diva on the set of the iconic sitcom The Brady Bunch. the tell-all, the way we all became the Brady Bunch, how the canceled sitcom became the beloved pop culture icon we're still talking about today, has exposed Reed's alleged reign of TV terror.
Reign of TV terror.
Arthur Potts has written that the 1969-74 classic show's Dad Reed, who played Mike Brady, was often drunk when it was filmed and shocked onlookers with outbursts.
Oh, these are some great outbursts.
He spent lunch breaks getting drunk with Sherwood Schwartz. He did Gilligan's Island, too.
Yeah.
They have to cancel filming for the day. Stars who played the Brady kids would usually be finished with their scenes so they didn't see Reed's bad behavior. He demanded his lines be rewritten if he didn't like them. He saw himself doing Shakespeare and only took the role, which made him a household name, for money. He complained about it all the time. He did. Afterwards, especially. When Henderson and Reed rehearsed a kiss for the Brady Bunch pilot, I saw Bob get very antsy and protective of himself. All of a sudden, I realized,
gay?
My God, Bob's gay!
Nice outing him on the set of the Brady Bunch.
In one episode, Henderson's character, Carol, and the family's housekeeper, Alice, have a competition to see who can make the tastiest strawberry jam. In the script, Reed's character was supposed to come home and say the house smelled like strawberry heaven. But the actor fact-checked every script and discovered strawberries don't actually emit any odors or being cooked.
What?
He refused to recite the line.
What an asshole.
Schwartz told the star he could change the line to, "It looks like strawberry heaven in here." And Reed complied.
Are they having a cooking contest?
Reed didn't like the quality of an ink that stained Alice's uniform and wrote a furious memo about it to the Brady Bunch bigwigs. He wrote the memo, "The ink scene was so unfunny, even a laugh machine would balk at it."
What a
dick.
What an
absolute
jerk.
Dick. Oh, my God. Brandon, you want to hit the outro and get us out of here?
Absolutely.
By the way, I have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Seriously, if you
network?
Want to hit the... If you
network
want, it's
real?
Network, yeah. I would call it network. Hey,
just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
We are at number 75 in the top 100 comedy podcasts in the USA, according to Apple.
Wow.
I don't think we've ever reached 75 without something, some crazy event like Mike Clark dying.
I'd like to thank the coronavirus. And,
yeah, it's got to be the coronavirus. We're number 156 in Canada, too. Wow.
How many times have you thought about Clark with the whole...
Oh, yeah.
All the time. All the time.
He would be quite upset.
He used a lot of Purell.
He would be a believer.
He'd be Skyping in.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, he would not be coming in.
No.
He'd not be leaving the house. Since he didn't like leaving the house anyway.
He would be totally freaked out.
All right. Let's see. Tomorrow is Wednesday?
Wednesday, yep.
Yeah? And we got two more shows. Should be back. And I can't tell you. I mean, honestly.
Who knows what's going to happen next?
Yeah, who effing knows? Is the press conference every day at a certain time?
I feel like it's been floating because yesterday it was right before the market ended. Today it was around 11.
Yeah, I would think they would have a set time for the press conference. I'm not complaining. I don't want Trump to tweet something at me.
And I guess they've been doing a pretty good job lately getting the word out.
Yeah, I think most people are complying with what they're supposed to do.
Might have to call Jonah Falcon back. It sounds like New York might be on lockdown.
I know, what a dick. I'm 40. It doesn't affect me.
It does now.
Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody have a good one. Thanks for listening to the podcast so heavily. And we'll see ya.
Sir?
Shut up! You downloaded a lot of songs. Says here you even downloaded Judas Priest? That's hard time you boys are looking at. You got anything to say for yourselves?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
Not a big deal? You think downloading music for free is not a big deal? Put your coats on. I'm gonna show you something. And I don't think you're gonna like it. This is the home of Lars Ulrich, the drummer from Metallica. Look, there's Lars now, sitting by his pool.
What's the matter with him?
This month he was hoping to have a gold-plated Shark Tank bar installed right next to the pool, but thanks to people downloading his music for free, he must now wait a few months before he can afford it. Come, there's more. Here's Britney Spears' private jet. Notice anything? Britney used to have a Gulfstream 4, Now she's had to sell it and get a Gulfstream 3 because people like you chose to download her music for free. The Gulfstream 3 doesn't even have a remote control for its surround sound DVD system. Still think downloading music for free is no big deal?
We didn't realize what we were doing.
That is the folly of man. Now look in this window. Here you see the loving family of Master P. Next week is his son's birthday, and all he's ever wanted is an island in French Polynesia.
So he's gonna get it, right?
I see an island without an owner. If things keep going the way they are, the child will not get his tropical paradise.
We're sorry. We'll never download music for free again.
Man must learn to think of these horrible outcomes before he acts selfishly, or else, I fear, recording artists will be forever doomed to a life of only semi-luxury.